Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fry talk? Slow down on the biz and uplift the dialogue.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I'm right along. This is straight off the press. The remix fresh with no prior song.
Oh.
Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful.
Yeah.
To get the piece to the piece, it's time to call blows.
Yeah.
The raspberry wind is frank and flavorful. Insatiable eardrums, taste the radio. Here can't be beat, the clash with me. Better leave all your doors and all half the week.
Right.
Positive and motivational strategy. Successful guest promoter, self-mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/TheRemix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Greetings, everyone. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to The Remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue. And, of course, you know where you are. You are live in The Remix. I want to say welcome, 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 everyone, to The Remix tonight. So glad that you guys can join me here Sunday night. And, of course, you know what time it is. It is time for The Remix. It's time for The Remix. And let me just say this. It's Sunday night, August the 12th. Can you believe that? And so good to have you guys in The Remix. 646-652-2711 is the number to call for you to get yourself over here to The Remix. Of course, you know tonight, live at the forum, Brother Panic is going to be here doing occult Q&A questions tonight. Tonight here live in The Remix. So welcome, welcome, welcome everyone to the forum. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. And of course, you can definitely come on over. If it is your first time joining us here live in The Remix, let me go ahead and say welcome and also invite you to join us here in the chat room. And if you don't know how to get over here, let me go ahead and give you some directions. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/The Remix. And the chat room is open. Now, once you're in the chat room, all you have to do is click down at the very bottom where it says sign up. Sign up, come in, tell us who you are, and the Remix family is sure to make you feel right at home. So, of course, we're going to move around. I don't know about you guys, but woo, what a weekend. I could say that again. I could say that again. I'm so glad it's Sunday night. I'm so glad Brother Panic is coming on. Whenever he comes on, he does drop the knowledge for us, and tonight is going to be that way. So if you have your occult questions that you want for Brother Panic, make sure you get yourself on the phone lines because you know how they fill up very, very quickly. And also, I want to remind you guys to know that you can always go back and download, download, download. You want to download tonight's show. You want to download the show that we did on Friday night where we talked about the Dark Star Rising and we talked about the God Awe and also how to get into the Gateway of Abundance. Lots of feedback on that show. Glad you guys received the information that was put out to you and started to apply it. Keep sending those feedbacks. If you didn't get a chance to hear it, you want to definitely go and you want to download, download, download that show. You can go iTunes and download, or you can come right here to the Remix family page on Blog Talk Radio. Click the download button and download. You want to get this show, all the shows that have been on the Remix. Now, I also want to put this out. We're not going to do too much talking. We're going to get ready to welcome Brother Panic in as he gets ready to do his thing tonight. And one of the things I want to tell you, if you want to contact Brother Panic for any of your needs, and he will get into that when he gets on, but you know you can always email him at panic, P-A-N-I-C, pack, at hotmail.com. To check that out as well, too. And also for the lectures, I'm sure we'll get an update on that. Now, so before we get ready to dance, one of the things that I am excited to tell you guys is that the Kim Business Class, the second business class, is getting the introduction all rolled up, so we're getting all the Kimites all together and they're getting rolled up. Amazing group of brothers and sisters, I cannot tell you, just like the first group. So I want to say congratulations to all of them that are in the class. Over 300 plus emails to go through, but we did select those 25. So congratulations to everybody who is now embarking on this journey. Many of them have already gone through the Emerald Tablet, and we will continue with the Kim Business Class as well as with some of the other Kim Business Class members. And so now I want to greet all of our international listeners out there. I talked about it on Friday's show. Listeners from all parts of Africa, Mozambique, Africa, I can't think of the other part of Africa, but listening from Nigeria in Africa, and listening from Congo. Amsterdam is in the house, so big ups to Amsterdam. The UK is in the house, big up to the UK. Japan is in the house, big ups to you. Korea is in the house, so big ups to Seoul, Korea, that's in the house. And also, we have some people listening from Israel. Oh, wow. Big ups to the international family, the Remix family. It is so good to have you guys out there. We get the feedback. You guys can always email me at questionforblue@gmail.com. I'm going to write down those countries because I always get emails and you guys will tell me and say, hey, Ms. Blue, don't forget we're over here listening in this country too. So some of the countries I haven't named, but know that we are very thankful and glad that you're getting the message and getting all the great brothers and sisters who come on the platform on the Remix to be able to share the message. So now, here's what we're going to do. We're going to listen to a little bit of Baby Blue, and then we're going to dance a little bit. We're going to dance a little bit, and I'm going to be honest. Tonight, I'm going to pick the song. So I know Brother Panic is over there cringing. Because he usually picks the songs. I'm going to pick the song for the show tonight. So let's get ready to dance as we get ready to welcome Brother Panic to the platform. It's always an honor to have him here to bring the knowledge. So, all right, here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Stop! It's the Remix!
This is Blue Raspberry Wind, and you are live in the Remix.
La 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 la, the Remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will. I'm ready. I can dig snapping.
with it.
In the remix, and I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and tonight it is a cult Q&A with Brother Panic. So let's go ahead and welcome Brother Panic on the line. Peace and greetings to you, Brother Panic.
Hey, what's going on, Miss Blue?
Hey, peace, Brother Panic. Greetings.
What's the deal? All right, so finally live in the remix.
Yes, thank you for your patience. Ah, yeah. What a day. I am so glad to be here and be in the remix today. So everybody is in the house, and they are definitely ready. So we played a little James Brown to kind of get us revved up and get everybody situated so we can get into Q&A tonight. Mm-hmm.
Sounds like a plan. Sounds like a plan. All right. First, we want to get out the way that, you know, the classes have started. People are already buying their seats. So if you're interested in the classes, it's no longer time to drag ass. If you've never heard of what the classes that I'm doing are, they're going to be 4 weeks of basic magic. Each class will be about approximately 3 hours. It's probably going to go into overtime Q&A. But all the information you need, you can find out by emailing me if you want to get in these classes. We're going to deal with some heavy subjects. The goal of this is by the time you finish with the class, everything that comes down your life pipe, you'll be able to answer magically. You'll have a magical solution for whatever's going on. So if your anus falls out, boom, you'll have a fucking magical solution. To stuff your ass back up your ass. You get what I'm saying? So this is where you want to be. This will be basics, but I will go into enough detail, enough methodology, so as you'll be able to stand on your own 2 feet magically and won't have to keep emailing and asking other people how do you do something that you can do for yourself. So I'm going to make it very plain in 4 weeks. The first cycle is already about to begin. We're going to do Saturdays and Sundays, 1 p.m. We're looking at the 25th and the 26th to start. So if you're interested in this, now's the time to get it in. You already got 10 people who already paid. So since we're doing Saturday and Sunday, we're going to try to go for 10 more people for this cycle. If you miss this cycle, then we'll be talking about this next month of how you should have got it last month, but we'll be doing it all again. Of course, that same email, panicpack@hotmail.com, Panic Pack. You will also email me for the herb pack, and the herb pack's in full effect. Just got a new batch of everything. It's a fresh brew, so you need to come on and get you some of that stuff too to get your pineal right, because I know you done. I know you done heard this before. If you don't know about the herb pack by now, you goddamn it, you don't deserve one. Not at all. So for the people who've been dragging ass, because I'm still getting people going, I've been listening to you forever, but been holding off. My question to you is, what in the fuck for? You get what I'm saying? This shit is right. Some shit that works. If you're into doing what you need to do, then this is what you need to do. Ain't no getting around this kind of shit here. You get what I'm saying? Right. It clears the fog off your pineal. It is not an Ayacucho experience where you just see fucking stars and feel little green men touching on your nipples. None of that. What it happens is it starts to improve your pineal activity, make it stronger. It is a vitamin, a food for your pineal gland. And whatever it is you do or trying to do, this thing here expands that tenfold. This is old hat. I don't even need to sell this hard. This is shit that sells itself. So if you email me, ask me, well, what does it do? Then the only thing I ever do for that answer is send you links to old remix shows where you can hear how this shit right here is already blowing the fucking ass out of something. straightens out your pubic hairs. You get what I'm saying? So stop bullshitting. Plus, I have plenty of magical supplies. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. It's not just the herb pack, love packs, where it has an extra ingredient to open up the heart chakra. Ancestor packs help you contact the ancestors and spirits. Hex packs remove some hexes. Money pack help with the prosperity. You have all those type of baths. Have aura shields to strengthen up your aura for every day for either your job, your love, your kundalini, your power from negative energy. You can go on for days. Plenty of chant CDs. We could get Sinister on your ass. Necronomicon, Crowley, You fucking name it, we got it. But even more importantly, what we got right now is classes going on. So get your ass a class, lazy. Bring a pen and a paper. You get what I'm saying? PANICPACK, Panic Pack at Hotmail. Now that we got that out the way, I'm ready for questions and answers. We can get straight to it, remixers.
All right, here we go, you guys. 646-652-2711 is the number to call for questions for Brother Panics tonight. He's taking occult questions. So we're going to go to the first caller calling in, it looks like, from area code 336. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 336.
Hello?
Yes, greetings. Who's on the line, please?
Okay, it's Jovan from Greensboro, North Carolina.
Okay, greetings, Jovan.
What's going on? What's going on?
What's up there?
Yo, my question is on divination. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Far as systems go, is there any that you could say that would pretty much be good to check out, if you understand what I'm saying? Because I'm
like,
trying
what
to
might
do
be good?
Myself. Hot, go ahead.
No, you were glad. What were you going to say?
No. I was saying I was actually trying to create one myself, but I wasn't sure if that was the way to go. I didn't know what to check out or anything of that sort. So that was my question.
No, that's exactly the way to go. Make some shit up, because originally all that shit was made up in the first place. You get what I'm saying? You just have to be very knowledgeable in the concept. For instance, the tarot, which is a divination system, it is built, and each card is based upon everything or representation of everything in the universe. Four suits, four elements. There are 22 letters in the Hebrew alphabet, so there are 22 trump cards, which they said those symbols, the Hebrew symbols, are in the universe and are built up of this universe. That is the word that made this universe. So those 22 are represented in there. So those tarot cards, let's just say, are connected to the universe. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oracle deck, which Ms. Blue has, those symbols are connected. You have to know symbology. Because when the symbol comes up, it has to be flexible enough or broad enough to encompass what's going on with the person. The person's going to magnetize the symbol if you're doing a reading for the person. They're going to magnetize the symbol, but the symbol has to have a greater representation. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Something that's a little bit less personal than you. So to know these things, the sky is the limit. I mean, there's nobody who invented this shit but a bunch of other niggers. So you are just as valuable as them. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Make it happen.
Sure.
I can't tell you how many times I've made up tarot to do work to wrote many different systems just off the top of their head that work.
What?
You get what I'm saying? Once you know the concept. So it depends on how far you want to go. You take Ifa for an example. That divination system is a lesser divination system, which came from that, is the I Ching. You get what I'm saying? Ifa system. One of them is less, and one of them is more. I can't remember which one, because by the time the divination system is, or any divination system is good if you're in that system, or you're obsessed or trying to learn that system. I never was in the systems. So I was like, well, why have to divine something when I could just have a straight conversation? Most people want divination. Most people want divination when they are in a system that they have faith in, for instance. So if you're in the Ifa system, you want a reading of that system, and there's probably more, but there's one basic reading with cowrie shells, and then there's this master Ifa reading with this board, that basically tells you your purpose here. So if you're in a system, you want to be divine to that kind of way. But if you're talking to spirits, then you just want to have a fluid conversation with, you know, with what the fuck is what. You know, right. I wasn't into it. So either I Ching or the EFA is more complex, but all they're using is a binary system of yes and no's. You get what I'm saying?
Okay.
One carry shell up, one carry shell down. One of them is, I think up is yes and down is no. I Ching is using a series of marks that stand for yes and no. You get what I'm saying? It's probably more complex. But a divination system, again, is just something that's usually just for those who may not have as much talent to speak to spirits or don't think they have as much talent, there's a built-in system that they can use. It also allows the person not to become personal in their reading. So if you're doing an oracle reading, like I said, it takes an intimate skill, one that Ms. Blue has, where she could do a reading for you and forget that shit in 15 minutes because it's not coming from her personally.
Right.
Then you got people who do. Then you got people who do readings. Usually, those people who just read you all fucking day when you walking by, they're talking to low level shit. So usually they're talking to. If you're going to get money or a girlfriend, little bullshit shit that's involved in your spirit with that. When you talk to Ms. Blue, the reason why she's able to give you Akashic record readings is because she goes quite deeper than some surface-level bullshit. You get what I'm saying? And that's why it takes a while for you to get her a reading. She could do probably 30 a day if she was telling you some bullshit. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Tell you some real shit, it shouldn't come that easy. You don't want nothing to come that easy. So if you had some fucking conscious party and some nigga come up to you and told him, I see a spirit around you, you need to go, well, thank you for that. Keep it moving. You don't know who it is and telling you what, whatever the fuck, whatever. You get what I'm saying? You at least want somebody to be, to kind of feel, if they can't be up and close and personal, everyone that calls Ms. Blue is Remix family. So she has something in her heart for them. You get what I'm saying? Some niggas just see you at a party trying to get your $40. It's a different story. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
The way Ms.
Right.
Blue feels about you is family. Because nobody who doesn't know her isn't calling. Because if they don't know her, they're not hearing hearing a reason to call her. You get what I'm saying? So that's you got those type of things. But see, where I was going with this is Ms. Blue is able to keep shit impersonal on a certain level. You get what I'm saying? Impersonal on a certain level. And actually, that's what you want. There was plenty of times when I was doing readings, just testing out abilities as I was opening up the pineal gland, that the next day I wouldn't remember shit. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Wouldn't remember
true.
Shit. And then I realized, I said, because it protects the person. I'm all up in their business. You get what I'm saying? They would have to, as soon as they remind me what was said, I would be able to talk to them for a half an hour on one subject. There's a person who, which is for her sister passed. I was talking to them, giving them grade A shit. You know what I'm saying? Not that shit. Well, I guess that's right. That shit. Like, how the fuck would you know that kind of shit?
Mm-hmm.
And I forgot all about the shit. Then their mother called me. You know what I'm saying? It was like, we had an argument before she died. And you know, a nigga's on the spot now because I didn't remember shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, you know, that's her baby. And they had an argument before her daughter passed. And basically, there wasn't shit I remembered. So, you know, how awkward was that to say, what's her name again? You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So, I mean, it's on that level. But soon as she said something, I remembered everything. And basically the daughter forgave her. She was telling the mother was holding on to grief. And in fact, I told that to her sister, the other daughter, in the reading, that, she's mad. Her and the mother's holding on to grief and holding on to her. The mother didn't say nothing. She didn't say something she wanted to say. They didn't get it right. She was like, how the fuck would you know that? I said, your mom's is fucked up over this. This is really fucking with her. So much so that it's holding on to the sister. And there was no way of knowing that. And sure enough, the mom was on the phone the next day looking for a release, and she released her. So if you're going to make up a divination system, do the best you can. The worst case scenario is see if it works. The Ouija board is a divination system created by the Moors. created by the Moors. You get what I'm saying?
I was just going to...
What we've been doing with... Okay.
No, go ahead. I was going to say...
Go ahead.
I'm reading the chat room and I'm talking. Go ahead. I just wanted to add to that too, because this is really where a big part of my passion is that you use divination all the time. And, you know, like Panic was saying, divination systems is different. I try to stay outside of the system of it and just use divination. Divination is where you're able to interpret, contact, and connect with spirits on its own. And I've done that with the Remix family, where we did Juicy Juices and Rotten Apple. You can use anything. I can do a reading with you with nothing and just really base it off of your energy. Or I can do a reading with you from coming in your house. I can do a reading from the food that you're eating. I could look at your plate of food and do a reading. I can do it with tea leaves. I mean, it's so many systems out there to use. And the reason, because now in this time, everything can be used as divination. Now, if you want to lock it into a particular system, like the Panic was saying, the I Ching has a system, and I think it's one of the oldest systems there is to do the divination, I Ching system. You can go to the Tarot system. You can go to all of those. And that's why you can use numerology, you can use astrology. All of those are considered divination systems. If you want to do divination, you can do that. You do divination on a lot of times. Sometimes we just call it just maybe our intuitive sense or our third eye or just opening up to stuff. But you've done a reading on a lot of different things. Think about how many times you walked in the room and looked at somebody and you could tell by the way they're dressed, what's going on with them, the energy picked up on them. That's divination, interpreting that energy. You're interpreting what the sign and the symbol means. So you can anything. Use toothpicks. Pick them up, say the toothpicks this, toothpicks that. You can use anything. I have done it with orange. The Remix family has done it with paper. You can do it with anything. So divination can be done using anything, like Panic was saying. Study the signs and symbols, because that's the core of understanding of where you're going to go. You don't want to really lock yourself into a system, because then you got to follow the rules in the system. And this is why the Kim deck is key, because you make the rules. And really, the energy is coming from you. No one else gets to tell you what that means. You could see the color orange, and that could mean to you, stay away from that. Somebody else, that could mean, this is what I need to be doing right now. So you get to set up the rules. It's coming from your energy. It's a way to reflect the energy, because what you're using is your own energy anyway. That's what you're using in the divination. That's what you're doing. That's why sometimes people can use divination and it be incorrect for them, because they're using you're using your own energy in there. So, yeah, I say play with it. I say go for it. If you decide you want to take 3 coins and make that your system, do it. Go for it. Explore it. Why not?
Right. Okay. One of the things you want to do to practice, though, if you're going to try to really do something to really start getting good at it, you need to start with scrying first. That was one of the easiest systems, and that's how a lot of Wiccan witches started off, a lot of those white witches. With scrying, then we throw like oil in water and read what it says. Again, reading tea leaves. But Nostradamus took a black bowl and all of those visions he had, he just had a black bowl and some water and just looked intensely into it. You get what I'm saying? So anything that alters the vision, where you will start to see images, that's a good first contact, because that's something that happens to us all. And then what you're trying to do, and these are the type of things I'll teach in my class that I probably said, but I'll teach in detail. You're just trying to create a memory of psychic power first. So if you talk to every single person, they'll tell you of a psychic experience. And as Blue pointed out, it's happening all the time. You can walk into a room. Every time you fuck up, you say, something told me not to do that. Every time you do something correct, you say, I knew I was supposed to do that. So all you're really trying, even though this is there, it's now a background voice, a background guidance system. So when you take steps to do things to make this your front voice or your first voice, it tends to get louder the more you practice. And what you're really trying to do is create a memory of what is called the fourth canopy, which is the, for lack of a better word, the dimension of all connectedness, the earthly feeling of a quantum connected. I am connected to the tree. I am connected to the air. This is called the zone, if you will. Usually drugs will get you into that zone. One of the best things to get you in that zone, and you want to be, once you create a memory of that zone, you won't need anything, including an herb pack after a while.
Right.
When you drink liquor and you start to say things like, I love you, man, and you get all weepy and you feel connected, it's because you are now into the, you're in the fourth canopy. You want to hug. You want to touch. All that crying and all that hugging and shit and all that letting yourself go, or even all that anger, you get what I'm saying, is because that comes out of nowhere, is because you're feeling connected to everything. Once you start, once you reach that fourth canopy, or it's a canopy because it envelops, it's a spiritual, etheric bubble around 1, 2, 3 dimensions, the third dimension, or Earth. So it's a canopy of energy or a dimension that surrounds us, which puts you in connection with the 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th dimension. Now, I've spoken about it before. Dimensions are only numbered by whatever system, again, that you're using. But for this particular teaching, 9, because the numbers only go up to 9. Once you create a memory of that fourth canopy, you won't need anything else. So once I was able to create a memory or be able to recreate the feeling of all connectedness, I don't need nothing to go there. That's just, all I have to do is go out into nature, get into that zone, and whatever I need to happen is going to happen. You get what I'm saying? So stuff like scrying are easy pathways. Look, crystals, looking intensely into the crystal until you start seeing shapes. I know this has happened to people before. This is every nigga's thing that nobody never talks about. When you're in your bathroom taking a shit, and you look at the floor in those patterns, you can see faces while you shit.
Oh, my God.
You ever notice that? You ever notice that you be seeing witches and goblins? That's actually the fairy kingdom. Don't worry, we're gonna be learning this in class, folks. That's actually the fairy kingdom. You get what I'm saying? You're actually looking at shit deities or entities in your floor. You get what I'm saying? And you'll start to see faces. But guaranteed, if you went back to that same floor the next day, you wouldn't see that same face. In the patterns, usually because bathrooms have the most patterns, usually in those patterns. Now, I'm going to go into detail in the class about how to do that in a canopy of trees to start talking to fairies.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? But you guys will get none of this for free tonight. Now, so scrying is the best way because it's an easy way, you know, you can just take your eyes out of focus and see what comes to you. Crystals, anything with rugged terrain, you could do that. You get what I'm saying? Or you could create a picture or a symbol and look intensely into that and just see what comes to mind. Once you start getting the memory, you got to hold on to the memory. They showed you this in the movie Peter Pan. They said, think of a happy thought and you could fly. You get what I'm saying? So it's the same concept. So you got to know that fourth canopy when you're just in that mood where every fucking thing seems right. You get what I'm saying? You know, you walk outside, you know what I'm saying? The air is right, no chemtrails, titties is bouncing, you know what I'm saying? Your fucking kids are not at home or whatever. You get what I'm saying? When you feel that feeling of joy, you got to just remember it. And then you'll use that feeling to start getting into some spiritual shit. But can you make a divination system? As Blue already pointed out, you can do anything. You know what I'm saying? You can do that shit with goddamn, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Peanut brittle.
Yes.
You wild.
I encourage you to do that. You know what I mean?
Yes, most definitely. You should.
You to do that. That's my whole thing. If we confuse about what I'm about, my whole thing is about I don't know it all. I only know a section of what I research and study. But what I do know is whatever the fuck I know or could do, every single person in earshot of this with melanin, kundalini, a pineal, chakras, that Negro enthusiasm can do it too. So we need to stop thinking that some old world shit was better than the shit we could do right now. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
The spotlight is on us. The world is waiting for a new goddamn divination system from niggas, from the best niggas that this planet has ever produced. The niggas who went through that whole... We the best ones that we produced because we went through the most alchemical change. Hate to say it. It's all happening in the West. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You got to look
at
Africa as raw materials, which is what it is. The finished product is happening here. So we looking for a new goddamn divination system. We're looking for the Kamites to rise in the West.
That's
prophecy because everybody's all Egyptian, so the Kamites are supposed to rise in the West. The Titans rise again. You get what I'm saying?
If there
ever would be a divination system, goddamn it, it's us who's going to do it. Who the fuck else? You know what I'm saying? Schwarzenegger, fucking Tom Cruise. You know what I'm saying? Us. You know what I'm saying? Us. I look forward to that. That's the shit I'm talking about there. That's the shit I've always been talking about. Us doing what falling into this rule system of can we? You don't get to call yourself a god and in the next sentence say, can we? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Since you a god, that means, I guess the fuck I can. I'm the creator. You know what I mean? Shit. So, that's exactly what we're talking about here. You know what I'm saying? That's exactly what we're trying to get to here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's exactly what I'm trying to get here. Somebody said, how did I talk about the lecture? Because they said they think I missed that. But this is the first time I've been on since the lecture. Off the heezy for sheezy, my kneesy. Esther was in the building. She was on the webcam. She didn't get to bring those things down. But that's okay. I knew they were there in spirit. And Wayne did his thing. Wayne went hard. Y'all heard him on the remix before. He did what he did. He does what he does.
Yeah.
The DVD.
Yeah.
I just got the DVD. So I'm not sure how I'm going to do it because I damn sure don't want to sit around and make copies of DVDs. It's hard enough shipping these fucking herb packs. But what I am going to do, I'm going to find a place, put the DVD up so you're able to view it. So if you're still interested in the DVD, just send me a DVD email from Wayne, and that'll show me how fast I need to be doing this thing. You get what I'm saying? So Wayne tore it down. My man B. Herder was in the building. Lionel Martin was in the building. His arm was all greased up, you know what I'm saying? Ready to throw me in the dumpster if something went wrong with the guest list. But other than that, everything was, you know what I'm saying? Shit was real magical on some other magical shit, you know what I'm saying? I brought my Ganesha statue in the building. Ganesha got this little mouse that plays with him. So as we sitting there, a motherfucking rat just falls out the ceiling. Bow! You know what I'm saying? And I'm notoriously known around here for buying fake rats and shit. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, scaring motherfuckers with fake rats. You know what I'm saying? They hate my fucking rats around here. So this real rat falls out the ceiling in front of Khadija. And the boys, they sitting there going, how did Panic do that? And then that motherfucker started moving. Them niggas lost their goddamn mind. Get Panic! What the fuck I'ma do with the rat? You better call maintenance. You know what I'm saying? So, but that mouse, I knew that was Ganesha. You know what I'm saying? His mouse. So I actually forgot, but I gotta try to find out the name of that goddamn mouse that rolls with Ganesha. He plays with this mouse. You know what I'm saying? So that showed me that it was on and popping. The spirit was right. You get what I'm saying? And, you know, so I'm going to see now that we got the classes going, I'm going to see who we talking about doing next, but we're going to do it next. You know, a lot of people, a lot of y'all lazy niggas stayed home this time. Y'all show support with the webcam. But you know me, I like faces in the place. I got the bass in your face and the highs in your eyes. You know what I'm saying? So I would definitely, you know, I would rather see people in the building, you know, cause, for a lean, because I didn't offer the webcam, there's people in the building, heads in the building. You know what I'm saying? Bo Hurdle came through. I want to thank him. He gave me some help, you know, because you know how a nigga event go. It was real niggery, you know what I'm saying? So setting up that little sound thing, you know what I'm saying? Niggas got a short and all the rest of that kind of shit. Oh, Mushika, okay, let me write that down, is the name of that mouse. Thank you for that, brother man. Mushika, Mooshika, mouse. All right, I'm gonna get busy with that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Thanks for that, folks. So yeah, Bo Hurdle gave me a hand. You know what I'm saying? I want to thank him for that. You know what I'm saying? You know, help with the sound, help move some shit around for Brother Panic and the Remix family to help the show go on. He's in the building now, so thanks him for that. You know, thank everybody for showing up. You know, a lot of people still came through. I think, and it was all Remix fans. There was only one motherfucker in that building who said, "What's a herb pack?" Oh, you the only out of all the flies I hand the fuck out. You the only motherfucker. You the onlyest motherfucker that came off the flyer shit. That shit was on. Let me tell you, that fucking whole weekend, man, I don't think I'm going to do that shit again. I got the flyers on, Wayne was coming the next week. But the weekend before, they had some African Street Festival. See, in New York, you can get away because there's at least buildings of something. Go in somebody's house for ice cream or some shit. Out here, oh my God. That heat is fucking unfucking forgiving. I'm not even used to no shit like that. You know what I'm saying? That shit was like fucking napalm outside. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just handing out fucking flyers like a motherfucker, stroking out. You know what I'm saying? Straight stroking out. Not one of them niggas came off the flyer love at all. You know what I'm saying? Little son of a gun. But it's all good. Everybody who came was supposed to come. And that's all that really matters. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, we'll see when we're going to do it again. Like I said, I've been getting enormous feedback about these classes. So, because I sent out the curriculum to those who inquired. So if you're on the fence about that, you better just at least email me for the curriculum. Try to get into this cycle. Otherwise, you have to wait a month. So, so the lecture was tight. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to see who I'm going to do next. Don't give me no suggestions next. And because I'll let you know when I need suggestions, but I'm going to tell you this. Might as well save your time. I'm not bringing anybody who has a system of doing lectures any goddamn way. So if they have a forum, if they have someone who constantly brings them to Atlanta, it's no reason for me to copycat. You get what I'm saying? I'm trying to bring the teachers that have been doing this for some time already. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Somebody who's got some time under their belt, some weight under their belt. Not somebody who can read what you can read. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I mean? I've given out plenty of goddamn book lists for you not to ask for people who are just reading from books or repeating shit that's in books that you can read yourself. Somebody with some experience who went through some shit. You get what I'm saying? Who went through some shit. You get what I'm saying? So if you have a true suggestion, you can go ahead and send that. But know the criteria. You get what I'm saying? Otherwise, you know, I'll say thank you, but ain't nothing going to happen. All right, we go to the next question, I guess.
All right. We're live with Brother Panic in the Remix. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 919. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello, this is Justin calling from Raleigh.
All right. Calling from where?
Raleigh, North Carolina. Oh, okay.
Greetings to you, Justin.
Greetings. First of all, I just wanted, since I got both of y'all on the line, I wanted to apologize for tagging you both in this really bad video I made of me playing guitar on Facebook a little while back.
No, that was probably, if I seen that shit, it's fun for me. That was a favor.
Yeah, what was
like,
what,
re-tag me in that shit. If you took me out, put me out, I want to see you play guitar now, nigga. You have like a cowboy hat on and some boots and some kind of shit. So you talking it wrong, but that shit don't bother me at
wow.
all. What
Come
actually,
on.
Know what bothers me? Motherfuckers who tag me in some undeep, deep shit. You know what I'm saying? It's like, we on Facebook. We on Facebook enough. You know what I'm saying? I'd
right.
rather see you play guitar than some nigga break down the science of goddamn honey and goddamn vinegar or some kind of shit. Did you know about vinegar? I'm like, whatever. But nah, ain't no apology
that
necessary
didn't
for
that
me.
That didn't bother us. Trust and believe.
No, I'm sure that didn't bother me. I hope I could find it, kid. Like, I don't want to see this
shit. That was a while ago. That was a long time ago. Like,
I never seen that. I want to go back. Somebody needs to forward that to me. Were you, like, making a song, like, to the black woman? Black woman.
No.
You are so special.
No.
You just want to go. You are the queen of my life, black woman. You're black woman. What was the name of the song? We ain't getting off that easy, kid. What was the name of the song?
Well, damn. It was called Magic Child. It was called Magic Child,
damn.
Prophecies of Intimacy.
Oh, that's right. You wrote it yourself?
Yeah, I didn't sing on it. It was like instrumental.
Oh,
Justin,
why don't you sing it for us?
No, I don't have any lyrics to it yet. It's just an instrumental.
That's all right. Go on and play your little tone and hum like you was humming.
You don't listen to me. Don't listen to her on that one. Don't listen to her on that one.
He was playing it and he was humming. Go ahead and hum and play.
Hold up. Now, somebody send me this link. Where's this at? You have this. Are you online, kid? This,
yeah, I'm on
my page. Right. Put it on my page right now, kid.
Well, I got to upload it again, man, because I was so pissed off at it.
Okay.
I didn't push it off.
Well, how long have you been playing guitar? Like 7 days. Like 7 days, it just hit me. The spirit hit me.
Well, I was I got the guitar back in 2004, but like I never took it serious to like earlier this year. So,
Justin, I played a guitar too.
Oh, you do, for real?
Don't listen to
I say Justin.
What's your last name? What's the first letter in your last name?
Oh, Moss. M-O-S-S.
Oh, I know. Oh, okay. I know you well, dog. Like, yeah, my man P. Nah, you straight, dog. Why are you apologizing for that? You know what I'm saying?
Nah, you straight. I guess that was like, I guess because like a personal song, I didn't want to like expose it yet or something. But
but it got exposed, huh?
Yeah. Sometimes you got to put it out. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes, you know what I'm saying? You just got to let it just go, kid.
Yeah.
Sometimes niggas just got to sing opera.
Justin, I really, really wish you would just grab your guitar. It's a 2-minute song.
I know you for a long time or long enough, Justin. Don't do it, Justin.
Yes.
Don't do it, Justin.
I'll just post a video on the remix page or something.
All right, kid. That'll work.
Make sure you tag me and Panic in it again, okay? Make sure you do that.
Okay. Yeah, I do want to hear it, dog.
Justin,
I can't let you on the...
It's only
like,
a minute, Justin. You can give us
you remember
a
she did.
This is your moment you've been waiting for, Justin. Justin's been waiting.
Remember when she said she did a show that said she had 1 million-plus listeners, kid. I want you to let that soak in for a second. you hit that wrong chord, kid. That's 1 million-plus right there, kid.
Justin, this is your opportunity to get light. Of all the questions you could have asked Brother Panic on the night of a cult Q&A, you called in and said, I'm sorry for tagging y'all in that. You, Justin, you want the light, Justin. Grab that guitar, Justin. Come on. 1 minute, Justin. We got a lot of work to do tonight. Get that guitar, Justin. You know you want to do it. Come on. Give it up. Let's give it up, everyone, for Justin. Come on, Justin.
That's an electric guitar.
Really
I only got
for that one, Justin. You really falling for that one, huh?
Come on, Justin. We're ready. Come on, Justin. I got my little time. Come on, Justin. Everybody in the remix is saying, come on, Justin, you're wasting time. Come on, there's lots of callers that got questions, but Justin, you called in for this. This is your moment, Justin. Do it, Justin.
All I'm gonna say to y'all is don't blame this shit on Panic.
Come on, Justin.
Okay, fine. It's on my electric guitar, though. I mean, I got to...
I told you Justin was ready to go. I told you. Come on, Justin.
Y'all niggas ain't right.
Okay, hold on just 1 second. I apologize.
Okay, no. Go ahead, Justin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Justin. Break it down. Do that Prince shit. Play Kiss.
You don't have to see me before.
Hit that shit, Justin.
Come on, Justin. Esther says she's going to throw some dollars for you, Justin.
Let me tell you, you ever see Esther before? You definitely want her to throw some dollars. You better get that guitar out and start to strum. You know what I'm saying?
Hold on 1 second.
Yeah, you need to get that out. Sing it.
Everybody's beautiful in their own special way. Guess what? You're beautiful.
Uh-oh, Justin's getting revved up. He's ready to go.
He's getting his pick.
Oh my goodness. Only in the remix, guys. This is a remix.
Y'all put Justin on the spot hard.
They sure did, man.
Justin, you called in to get the spot. Come on.
Everybody's beautiful.
Come on, Justin.
Special way. Everybody's beautiful.
Uh-oh, okay, Justin, I hear you tuning it up. There it is.
Oh, that's some Jimi Hendrix shit right there.
Come on, Justin. Take us to the next level.
Excuse me while I kiss the sky.
All right, 1 second.
All right, bro.
Justin?
Get on that Lenny Kravitz shit, kid.
Okay, hello?
Yeah.
I'm just going to play the first part of it because it's a long song, but...
That's it, Justin. It's okay. Just play, Justin. Just play.
All right, hold on. Here we go.
All right, Justin, keep it going. What happened?
All right, look.
Woo!
All right.
Woo! She wore a
all
red
right, give it up
berry
Justin.
Beret. Yes, Justin. She wore a raspberry beret. I'm telling you, Justin, I wanted to jump in Lake Minnetonka after that. Cleaning
Justin.
Myself in Lake Minnetonka.
That's tight, Justin. You know what we should do one night, Panic? We should have the gong show. You remember the gong show?
And I remember the gong show. Nigga, if I gong a nigga, that should be something else. Panic's all fucked up. He just be gonging me. He don't know shit. This nigga just be gonging for nothing. If he knew about spirits, he would know that was spiritual. Gonging me. Gong ass nigga.
We need to do the gong show. show. We need to do the gong show one night. I promise you guys.
I'm not a judge. As long as I'm not a judge, I'll come in and shit. Maybe I'll even play a guitar.
We'll let the remixers gong. We'll let them hit the gong.
Gong-ass nigga panic. Y'all done fuck his whole shit up. He had a question. Right. He came for some serious remixing here. You know what I'm saying? Y'all made him go in the closet.
He came to tell us he was sorry he tagged us in the note because he wanted to put that out in the universe, and now he got to do it. So I say hooray for Justin.
That's all right. You know what I'm saying? You did some Super Bowl halftime print shit just now, too, though. I seen it. You know what I'm saying? I was ready to get in there. Mickey called me on the phone at $1.39.
I say hooray for you.
Or some other shit. 777-9311.
Oh, all right, Justin. Justin, that was your question. I'm glad you got to put that energy out in the universe, Justin. Never be ashamed of what you're creating, Justin. You get that guitar out and you play it and play it until you can't play it no more.
Let's see if he has a regular question too, though, before you let Justin go. Let's just go get off the phone. What just happened here?
Oh, I know Justin. Go, Justin. What's your question, Justin?
The question is about altars because I'm a delivery driver for my school system, and I drive this box truck, and me and a coworker we hooked up some speakers into the back, so like while I'm making deliveries, I can listen to music and everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, I got this urge to put up Bob Marley posters and Jimi Hendrix posters and Bruce Lee posters in the back. And all I did was play Bob Marley's music and Jimi Hendrix music all day, like in the back. And everybody's all entranced by it. And I'm trying to find out, like, can you call that, like, a mobile altar in a way?
I would say more of a gateway y'all created. But if you're playing their music is mobile. If you just put it on, that's them. That's their spirit. You get what I'm saying? And it's your intention. You're a spiritual person. You get what I'm saying? So wherever you go, if you're connected with these spirits, they're around you. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oddly enough, those are the first three gods who came to me. Jimmy, it was actually, it was Bruce Lee first, Peter Tosh in Bob Marley, and then Jimi Hendrix. All three, which I wasn't even into. That's how I knew that shit was real.
Can you guys?
So I asked what the fuck is coming to me. He said, because you wasn't really into it. I didn't fuck with Bruce Lee movies, so I was already old. I was already grown. So, no, those spirits are around you. So their music is a gateway. So you're just creating a gateway. So wherever you went, you know what I'm saying? So is it a mobile altar in the classic sense? No, but is it an altar? Why not? You know what I'm saying?
Don't lose your day job, Justin.
No, kid. Fuck that. Quit your day job. Go on the road with that fucking guitar, kid. Know your magic.
Yes.
Know your magic, kid.
Know your magic.
Know your magic, kid.
Jimi Hendrix actually came to me in the dream world and he told me to keep that stuff rolling. He said, don't take it down.
Okay,
you go. They're with you. You create a little gateway, so that's good. So, an altar, if you had to make a difference, not that it's, because there are mobile altars too, but the altar, I would say, is a little bit more for you. You know what I'm saying? From the word, the basis of the word is to alter your consciousness. So technically, music alters your consciousness. You get what I'm saying? So it's a spiritual act, but an altar, I would go as far as say the classic definition, even if it's mobile, it's usually reset up the same way, and it's usually done to do a specific or a general spiritual work, so that's why you will be moving it somewhere. Other than that, a stable one is to create a gateway in your house. The word itself is talking about altering your consciousness.
Right.
That's why it's called the altar. So music alters your consciousness.
you could definitely say weed is our alter if you want to look at it in a general sense. You get what I'm saying? Because weed will alter your consciousness. Or liquor will alter your consciousness. That's why you'll find these things on people's altars. So is the spirits are with you, kid. I would say that. You get what I'm saying?
Okay, that's what's up. Cool.
You know what I mean? The spirits are with you. So, yeah, you created, you can call it what you want to call it, but, yes, you created something enough where the spirits are there. Because it's the intention that's in your heart as well. Because you're not listening to that stuff just to be listening to be reading it. You know what I'm saying? You're listening to it for spiritual purposes. They're coming for you. You get what I'm saying? You bring them in because of your intention. You know what I'm saying? So, you don't have to really name it, but it is what it is. You know, it's still a spiritual act, what's going on.
All right, cool. Appreciate it, bro.
All right, bro, no problem. You know what I'm saying? Keep playing that thing.
Keep playing that guitar. Keep playing it.
Yeah, I'll just tag y'all.
Excuse me while I kiss the sky.
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. All right.
Bye,
we're
Justin
gonna
P.
Peace, Justin. We're going to continue live here in the Remix, the cult Q&A with Brother Panic and, I don't know, Gong Show Acts 2. So we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 415, you're live in the Remix. Please tell us if you 415.
No. I'll just do it like you want. It's okay.
415.
Let's let him talk for a second.
Don't make no difference. You can see it. How it is.
415, you're live in the Remix.
What?
This is a wild night tonight. We're going to go to the next caller.
She's calling. No, she's calling you, Blue. She's calling. Hello?
Are you talking to me, Miss Blue?
Yes,
that would be you.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, we done heard your business, too.
We done heard all your business.
Your business is in the street right now.
Oh, my goodness.
Gosh.
Okay, I didn't have a question, but I can ask. Okay.
Surely.
Yeah. I've been having...
I can't hear a thing. What is going on here? Can you guys
hear me? I don't really have a question. I've just been listening because...
You were about to ask something. What were you about to ask?
Yeah, what were you going to ask?
I was having some dreams, and the dreams are like always two men in the dream, and I don't know who they are. And there was a woman at one dream where I thought she was my grandmother, but I felt her warmth when she hugged me, you know, and I'm saying, ooh, that's deep, you know, like, what's going on? I actually felt her whole body, you know, so I thought it was my grandmother, but I'm not sure who it was, so.
What are the two men doing?
Well, the last dream, they were fixing my car. They were fixing a flat on my car.
But it may be two spirits. A car represents you going from one place to the next. So if you're stuck in some area, you need to figure out who those two guys are that are fixing your car. And are they constantly fixing your car?
No, they come in and sometimes they're sitting on the couch and it's a whole story with that. And sometimes they, you know, got a baby. And I mean, it's just, you know, different events, but it's always two men.
But you got to be a little bit more thoughtful in your dreams. If it's two men constantly, 9 times out of 10, somebody in your family died. So if you identify this one woman as your grandmother, it's probably somebody on that side of your family. Do you have like uncles, brothers, anybody who's passed?
Yeah, I do. I have an uncle, yeah, that passed.
What do you do for a living?
Well, he had been a longshoreman. You know, working
a traveler. Like how you use your car.
Yes.
Like how you would use a car.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Anybody else who died?
Oh, yeah, a lot of I've had a lot of male cousins die. You know,
what you need
and,
to do is try to figure out the characteristics of
okay.
the two guys that continuously come. What feeling do you get when you walk away? You get what I'm saying? When you wake up, rather. And because just ancestors, the great, usually that grandmother connection is more powerful. That's why you could identify her
yeah.
a little better. But cousins and uncles, it may take a little bit more. They may be around you. And it could be something they need or something they're going to help you with. Based upon what you're telling me, sounds like they're around you. Do you have any and then there's an infant. That infant can represent you as well, meaning they're taking care of you. You get what I'm saying? So what
yeah.
you have to do is this is spiritual conversation is subtle. There's times where you get it outright where you wake up and go, woo, I could have had a V8. But for the most part, it's subtle. So if you wake up, right, after having this dream, and you find yourself thinking about one of your cousins or your uncle or whatever,
mm-hmm.
then 9 times out of 10, that's what that is. What you
mm-hmm.
need to do, that's why the key to having an altar and doing some spiritual work is necessary. The very mm-hmm. least you could do, just pour a cup of liquor for that person. Have a conversation as if you're talking to someone standing there. Ask them if it's them. Ask them if that's what they want. When you go to sleep, or another method, as you're falling asleep, repeat to yourself, tell me who you guys are. Tell me who you two guys are as you fall into the dream world. How you get your answer is there's no such thing as a coincidence, but what feels like a coincidence, which is actually called synchronicity, will happen. Somebody will start talking about your uncle, or let's say if it is your uncle, or you'll see a picture, or you'll have a memory of your uncle, and that's how they talk to you. So that's why I feel a little bit lucky tonight, because every show of Q&A I do, I make an absolute point of not doing dream interpretation.
Yep.
You know what I mean? But since we begged you to give us a question, I didn't want to turn you away. Since we begged you to give us a question.
Dream.
But like
yeah,
I said, because it's a little bit.
A dream question. And who's on the line? I didn't get to hear that. I got some real weird energy going on with me tonight, but I'm cool. Well, who's on the line, please? Gosh.
Hello?
How about I still can't hear? So
I
guess it don't matter.
You didn't say your name and where you were from, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm Fetty, and I'm from San Francisco.
Oh, Fetty.
Okay.
I knew that was
yeah.
you. All right, Fetty. Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah. You know I love dreams, too, but I'm gonna let Panic give
yeah,
you the interpretation, because
yeah,
that's a special thing.
You
okay.
Well, not that special. But, I mean, you could go on and on for days. Ultimately, with dream interpretation, I explain this. There's certain symbols that
yeah.
that are general. But like I said, if you had a dream of a baseball bat, and let's say your father took you to baseball all your childhood life, then that would be a good thing when you see that bat. But let's say somebody beat you with a bat, and you see a bat, then you know it's a danger thing. It's the same symbol. What a bat means for you and what it means for me are two different things.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
So you could go on all day. You have to go with the clues and then narrow your thought process down in that. So the one thing that you can identify in there is that your grandmother was there. Then you
right.
need to look for two guys. Does she have any sons, your uncles? That's going on. You get what I'm saying?
Right, right. Okay.
You got to see
Fetty,
what the baby was doing. How did you feel?
Me? Gosh, what is going on this end? Let me slow my down. I'm sorry, Fetty. I got a lot of stuff going on the back end. Did you say you had this dream last night?
No, not last night. No, I've
it's
had.
It's a reoccurring dream. This is a
yeah,
reoccurring dream.
They're reoccurring over the past 2 weeks. And I kept wondering
okay.
Who.
Yeah, over the past. Yeah, yeah. Mhm. Good stuff.
Wow.
Good stuff.
But thank you.
Yeah,
Martin,
like
Patrick.
So. I mean, yeah,
so
just try to narrow it down. The answers will come to you. There's no answer that's beyond you if you know how to find your answers.
which is you got to narrow it down. Like blue, well, early on when I was having a conversation for her, I could almost see the light bulb through the phone one time. Mm-hmm. She said, oh, I get it. This is like everything you do here is like a mystery, and it's up to you to solve all the clues. I said, that's probably one of the most profound understandings of this shit. And it made sense because this whole system is called the mystery system. You get what I'm saying? It was called the mystery system. So it was one of the most profound revelations when she had said that. You know what I'm saying? You know, everything comes to you as a clue. Now, see, there's no spirit that's just going to tell you straight out. That's what that means. Because that defeats the purpose of you being here. This is your journey. This is your journey. You came down here to deal with it in mystery form. You get what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Dream catchers, somebody put up dream catchers. Dream catchers just drain out negative or low energy dreams. It really doesn't help to interpret your dream. You get what I'm saying? But dream catchers are still very good to have. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because it does gets rid of the background noise. So that's an excellent idea to get you a dream catcher. You get what I'm saying? And you know that's an excellent idea someone put up. Now it won't help interpret the dreams, but it'll help get rid of the bullshit. Maybe your dreams will become a little bit more focused. You get what I'm saying? But you're still gonna have to do the work. You still I said, the best way to do it, you need to narrow it down. You need to go with what you know. Okay, my grandmother was there, or the feeling of my grandmother. This why you saying
right.
This why you saying. The feeling of my grandmother is there. That you feel that, then that's it. Because there's nothing more in spirit that's going to tell you anything more than your own. If you feel it, then that's it. Because spirit is feeling. So if you feel it, then that's what we're talking about here. You know what I'm saying? So that would be your first clue. You get what I mean?
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
That would be your first clue. You start from there.
Yeah, and one of the things I'll just kind of give you this to look at, like Panic was saying, look at the clues, because the car also represents your physical being. And I'll just give you an indication of what I picked up is that these are two spirit guides that are coming to help you fix some of those things. So imagine yourself being a car having a flat tire. And this is going to tie back into your health and some things that you've been dealing with over the last couple of months. You've gotten yourself better, but you kind of got a little blowout going on. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Uh-huh. Yeah, because I actually had a flat. My car was going flat, and a cab driver told me that my car was down flat. I didn't know it, and then I went and got it fixed. But, yeah, it was slowly. So I'm saying, oh, maybe that's what they were telling me, and I didn't know it. You know, that I was flat.
And I would say it's symbolic. It's not just the car. It's symbolic as well. See, anything that happens spiritually happens physically. So your car having a flat, there's a spiritual. There's a spiritual beginning to that. So something that's happening physically is only manifesting itself through your car and through the dreams. So even if you don't know those two guys' names. All you have to do is get two cups of liquor and pour that shit because you know they are helping you. You know what I'm saying?
You know they gonna drink it.
I wouldn't even be crazy about finding their names. I would be a little bit more crazy about pouring them fucking liquors. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what I'll do because they all look like they drink anyways.
right.
Yeah, you know they gonna drink.
Very seldom I seen a dry spirit. Very seldom. they come around smacking their lips. You know what I'm saying?
Thanks for calling in, Betty.
Okay, you're welcome. Thank you, both of you, Miss Blue Penny.
Yes, Betty. Good luck with that, Betty.
Peace and love.
All right.
Okay, all right, we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 917. You're live in the remix. You have a question for Brother Penny? 917?
Hey there. How you doing, Miss Blue?
Greetings.
And Brother Penny.
Hey, what's up?
Nothing much. It's nice to finally talk to y'all, but I have two questions tonight. My name's Raven, and I'm calling from Minneapolis. And I was just wondering, the first question is, this is my third day not smoking.
Mm-hmm.
And I was addicted to weed, specifically dro, And I was just wondering, after I get it completely out of my system, do you think it's okay to smoke in moderation? And then my second question is there any, like, metaphysical or occult ritual or something like that that you could do for weight loss?
Let me tell you, I'll answer the second one first. If there is, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't even care to know it. What I would do for weight loss is get on a treadmill. You get what I'm saying? What I've been doing is teaching you the mysteries of life. You get what I'm saying? And I really don't put concern into the physical. That would be belittling what we do. You get what I'm saying? What we do. So like I said, that's just simple exercise. If there is a metaphysical, scientific, ritualistic way, I would be the wrong person to ask. You get what I'm saying? Now, if you're trying to expand your mind and understand some of the mysteries of the universe, I'll be happy to give you all, you know, answer any of those questions or lead you to the place where you can find, you know, where you can help yourself with that. The first one, if you smoke enough weed to the point where you feel you need to take a break from it, then you don't need to smoke it in moderation at all. That's my opinion of that. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you're going to let it go, you might as well let it go. If it's to the point where you said you are addicted to it, I mean, you could just look at regular human life. If you're on alcohol, you don't go to Alcoholics Anonymous to have a sip every once in a while. It's either yes or no. You know what I mean? So my opinion is, if you feel that you were addicted to it, then no. If it's messing with your life enough for you to feel that you have to take this break, then I would say why go back? You know what I'm saying? Just try another hobby, like chewing tobacco or smoking a pipe. Anything. Now I will say this for you, for the second question, to offer you something. Weight loss or anything, or addiction, it all starts in your mind. You get what I'm saying? So you got to, any ritual you could do, anything you could do anyway, is about the fortification of your will, your mind, and starting to know. So you need to build up whatever you're trying to accomplish. You need to be able to find a method to build something up, a strength up in your mind. You get what I'm saying? And then see yourself as you need to see yourself. So, I mean, I would say for techniques and that, you could go to the old Remix show, or you can email me at Panic Pack, and I'll send you all of my shows where I give you so many methods for magic, fortifying the pineal, strengthening the will, so many books that you can find to find some power within you. Because what you really need is to raise up your power. Then all of that other shit that you're going through in a human contact, you kind of get your hand, it falls down. You know, the shit rolls downhill. So you don't get any magic to lose weight. You get into magic, occult, metaphysics to improve what it, improve not only just it is there for your alchemical change. It's there for your transformation. And then the reality tends to follow it, the reality you want. So you need to get a grasp of your mind for a higher purpose. And all these rest of these things, you're in a position to kind of work it out. You get what I'm saying? Don't get into it for some physical shit, because that's a very, dare I say, insulting thing. You know what I'm saying? And would be insulting to any ancestors who study this for real, to get into this for some physical shit. People have killed for this information and have died for this information. And we're in a place now where we're able to get it for free or semi-free. And, we at least should have the honor to treat it as the greatest information that you can learn on this planet.
All right. Well, thanks for that.
Sure enough.
Yes. All right. Peace and love to you. Thanks for calling in. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 609. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 609. Okay. Can you? Did she hear me?
I don't think so.
Okay. Let's go to the next. Yeah, I think they. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 540. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Yes, hello. Greetings. You got a question for Brother Panic?
Yeah. Thanks.
Who's on the
line? This is Yvonne. I'm calling from Virginia.
All righty, then.
Hold on, quick. My bad. My bad. That on speakerphone. I can't hear you.
What happened?
I'm sorry?
Yeah, you got a question?
Yeah. Like, I've been kind of, like, stressing about, like, is the question, like, can we ask questions about anything?
Well, we'll see in a second once you ask it.
You know what?
We'll see. Only one thing you can do is just ask it, right?
All right. So I've been, like, worrying about, like a career path.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, like, and it's, like, a lot of ideas that's in my head at once, and I guess it's just, like, overwhelming.
Oh, so you need something just basically to calm your mind.
I mean,
Herb Pack does that
chamomile tea.
Chamomile tea does that. Lavender does that. Get some lavender, boil it, drink it. Valerian root does that. You can go to the health food store. You want to get powdered magnesium, plain magnesium, not magnesium calcium, magnesium in powder form. All of that calms the system down.
Okay.
So what you want to do is get that, calm your system down, focus your thoughts. For a career, for anything having a job, the best thing you can do for that is hook up your resume.
Okay. All right, like I'm really like good at art, but just thinking about going into a career like that kind of makes me like really nervous because, like, where I'm from, like, people don't believe in that and stuff like that. So,
what, people don't believe in art? You could be a graphic designer and make a killing.
People don't believe in art?
Yeah, like that. Like be talking about, like, oh, what you going to school for? And I'll be like, artist, I'm like, yeah, like, those jobs.
No.
Like,
listen. How old are you? How old are you, sister?
I'm 22.
Yeah.
22. You're young. Listen, let me tell you, one of the most lucrative careers you could get is a graphic artist.
Yeah.
Every single company, most of them have in-house. Every magazine has a graphic artist. Learn how to use the Mac. You don't learn how to use that graphic arts program, and you're in there. All you will be doing is logos and shit like that. You can eat. So if that's your interest, follow that. You get what I'm saying? Like I said to the last person, have the willpower to stick with it and stop worrying about what other motherfuckers say about what you like to do. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of discouraging sometimes, like when that's all you hear.
Well, you gotta start to really contemplate who it is you're hearing it from and what the fuck would they know anyway. I'm not fantasy. It's not a hard stretch. They're graphic artists that get fucking money. Damn near every company has an in-house graphic artist. Do you know what that is?
Graphic designer. Yeah,
that's what they do. That's what they do. Every single goddamn DVD cover is a graphic artist did it.
Yeah.
Every logo a graphic artist did. Every record, goddamn Coca-Cola, Pepsi sign, a graphic artist did logos. That is the nature of this shit. Even when Rockaware has to do some Rockaware shit, they call a graphic artist to put the Rockaware logo on it. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if somebody's telling you it's not lucrative, they're judging you on that. You as a young girl, you just what you need is just confidence. You had a point in your life where you're trying to find yourself, and nobody's going to help you with that. You need to find the willpower within yourself to say, I'm going to do what I'm going to do. I know what I'm here to do. And even if I'm not here to do this, I'm going to do everything I need to do to find out that reality. You understand that?
Yeah. It's definitely going to
follow your heart's desire. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, you definitely need to do that. Follow your heart's desire. I mean, I'm not sure. If you've listened to the remix, you know you can always get a reading. It really just sounds like you need some things sorted out as far as what you're thinking. So it's not so much that you don't know what you want to do, but you don't know what you're thinking. The thoughts are coming in so fast, and to get them organized. And so some of the things to do, download a lot of the shows here because these are some of the core foundations that will give you what you need to help empower you. And so you can know that these things live within yourself. And so, you know, I'm glad you called in tonight to ask this question to Brother Panic.
Thank you. I'm glad I did too. How do I schedule like a reading with you?
Just email me, question4blue@gmail.com.
Okay.
Yep, just email me. Yeah, you can do that.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Brother Panic. I appreciate it.
Yes, sister, keep strong. You got it. Just do what you need to do. Follow your heart, follow your instincts. That shit will never lead you wrong because that's your spirit.
Never. That's
Don't
right.
Don't worry about what other people are saying. People are trying to discourage you because 9 times out of 10, they ain't shit. You give them
That's
the same
right.
Thing.
They can't follow their own dream.
Right. So you're young, you're new. My stepson's one of them is going through that now. He's young, and he's starting to see everybody's always having doubt. I'm like, well, because you're young. They old, and they hate you for being young. They hate you for having the potential to do what they let slip away. You get
right.
what I'm saying?
Right.
So you need to have the ability to shut that down. Here's something you could do. When you're feeling that way, take both of your fingers and you know that the holes in your ears, don't put them in the holes, but there's a little flap that covers those holes. You press on that flap real hard as you can. That's a chakra in there. And what that does, it activates where people who are talking about you, it breaks that energy and it allows you to release that energy. So it's almost as if you're sticking your fingers in your ears, but you're actually sticking it on that little flap on the outside. Just hold it with both of your fingers for as long as you feel. You'll start to feel a difference in your energy just by doing that. And that shuts out people who talk about you. It allows you to release the energy. Understand?
Yeah, I understand.
All right, so you can practice that when you're feeling like you do that when you feel you activate that chakra when you feel like the world is getting heavy because motherfuckers are doubting you. All right.
All right. Peace and love to you. Thanks for calling in.
See ya.
All right, we're going to continue live in the remix with Brother Panic. I want to let you guys know if you have a question for Brother Panic, 646-652-2711 is the number to call, and he's also in the chat room. So for those of you PMing me, telling me to ask him questions, then you can ask Brother Panic yourself. How about that?
Now you know that ain't going to work. That ain't going to work. Now who's right? If y'all ask the question... them pop-ups, I don't even look at them shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'll see it in the room. If it's right and tight, then I'll speak on it. You know what I'm saying? But y'all might not get too far with that shit because niggas be asking me to listen to that demo and all sorts of shit. I ain't got no record company. Then you try to have side lectures. While I'm in the middle of talking, they be trying to have side lectures and shit.
Side lectures.
Yeah.
I'll tell you.
Did you mail my herb pack yet?
I'll tell you something. I did get an email earlier this week, and somebody wanted to get the show with Brother Panic that where the book list was.
Uh-huh. And, well, they can email me.
Yes. And that's fine. They emailed me, so it wasn't a problem. So Sister Manya sent them the email back and told them where to go look and just to look for the tag letters for the book list. They emailed me back and told me that they couldn't find it and that I needed to put it in a PDF file and make it more accessible to people because they were new and they were trying to do their work. Well, let's just say that conversation didn't go nice. And so I just kind of want to say this to let you guys know. And I know y'all have heard it, so this is for those who haven't heard it. And I'll say it. Because Brother Panic has said it so much, but I'll say it. Do your own damn work.
Right.
Do your work. If we are providing, Brother Panic comes on for free, if we can say that, and you know how I feel about free, gives hours of information, hours of information and years of research.
Right.
And all you have to do is go into the archives for Brother Panic or anybody else who's on the remix, look through what you want, click it, and what's the worst thing that can happen? You start listening and that's not the show you want and go to the next one?
Right, so not fuck around and learn some other shit, right?
Right.
Like fuck around and learn some other shit, right?
I have enough going on in my world, blues world. I don't have time to do your work for you. And you guys know that have had readings from me. I don't believe in doing your work because that makes you a slave to me. That means anytime you need something, you can't do it on your own. You got to come back to me. It is about you being empowered. And that's everything that this platform is about. It's everything that the work is about. This is what Know Your Magic is about. So when someone says to you, Brother Panic has put out, I don't even know how many times he said it on the show, email me, how about I got a, he put it together very nicely that I would not even do. He put it together so nicely, you email him, he sends you back every single show that he's done, and it even has a little bit of description of what the show is about. And he sends that back to you. That is more than enough, for real, like seriously.
Not to mention this at the end of the day, if you know anything about the remix, this ain't the Remix and Panic show. This dude's been doing this show forever. Before
right.
Before I showed up, goddammit. You know, the hell business she got, even in the nicest of niceties, sending you links just about me. You know what I'm saying? Sift through that shit. As much work as she did, you need to sit your ass there and sift through it. You need to put up a PDF like we're looking for improvement tips.
Right.
No. And what I've done, because they are my shows on the remix, is
right.
I compile the list. And I said 1,000 times, I'll give you that list for free.
That's right.
PANICTACK. I'll give
right.
it, I'll save you some time. So, because at the end of the day, when you see how long that motherfucking list is, you will never accuse me of doing your goddamn work. niggas ask for an herb pack. What is an herb pack? Give them that list 3 months fucking later. I'm halfway through that list. Take a break. I'm going to get an herb pack soon. I'm like, yeah. Well, you do what you got to do. I'm saying about an herb pack, this is about you learning that shit. I don't want to sell that shit to nobody. I don't know what the fuck it is. You know
right.
what I'm saying? What the fuck it is. I don't even feel like explaining. Fucking this lady came, that one only lady coming to the goddamn lecture. What is this? I said, really? You know, I sell enough of this to people who do know me from the remix, who is in attendance here, to buy your house, which you still sitting in it. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
She's holding it near her goddamn womb and shit, trying to see if the shit is right. I'm like, look, I thought, just get the fuck away from that bullshit. I'm like, yo, look, I told her nicely, no, really, I don't really have a sales pitch for this. I've talked about this so much. What I can do is introduce you to the people standing around, and you're more than welcome to ask them.
Right.
And, you know, and she did, and niggas, oh, motherfucker, bitch, you don't know. You need to take off them tap dancing shoes and smoke one of these and be going through her. And after the end of the day, she just said, I'll come back and get one later. I'm like, you attention whore. Like, let me tell you, It's just a fucking ridiculous. People have no idea what this shit is about. Now, I ain't going to say this brother's name, but he's going to have, because remember you just said for me to text me? Well, let me read you what somebody text me. The phone line is full and I have a question. That's been on my mind for some time now. Why do most occultists wear glasses?
You
so again, like I said, you know what I'm saying? Certain shit is just a bad idea. You know what I'm saying? Now, I love the brother. That's why I'm not saying his name. You know what I'm saying? But I will have to say to him, I have no goddamn idea. And I don't know why you just copied and pasted that in the room and put your own stuff on. But I wasn't going to blast that. I wasn't going to blast that, kid. But let me tell you, kid.
Oh, my goodness.
I wouldn't know why. I don't know why a nigga wear glasses. I don't know why a nigga uses Colgate versus Crest. I don't know, kid. You know what I mean? That's not up my alley. You know what I'm saying? But I will say this. If I had to take my best guess, because I hope the motherfuckers read a lot, you know what I'm saying? That is the prerequisite for being
right,
a goddamn occultist
right.
These days. These goddamn days. You know what I'm saying?
Who wins the most?
Yeah. But, you know, I want to put brother on blast. I love the brother.
Oh.
He's always here. He's always a remixer. He always supports. But I think you may need to clarify, you know, and you could text me again, clarify that a little bit more, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? I'm sitting in his black, said, Bobby don't wear glasses. Oh, you ain't see him in his downtime, kid. They funny looking, too. They mad funny looking. I don't wear motherfucking glasses. Yeah, Bloodline of Kings. Bobby threw the motherfuckers on at a couple of lectures. Them thick old 60s, them 60s secretary joints.
You know what?
Phil threw on some glasses before. Phil threw them on.
Oh, gosh.
I haven't seen Dr. Africa do it because he always knows a berry. You know what I'm saying? He always knows a berry you can do for that. You know what I'm saying?
He knows what berry you can eat. Yes.
He knows what berry you can eat. You know what I'm saying? Dr. Africa. He knows what berry you can eat. You know what I'm saying? I should do PR for, like, Dr. Africa. Hi, I'm Dr. Africa, and I know what berry you can eat.
Yeah, because he knows him. He knows that magic.
He knows what berry
that
you can eat. You know what I'm saying? He knows what berry you can eat. You know what I'm saying?
We're gonna keep going. I just wanted to kind of put that out there. So Miss Blue has no intentions of putting together a book list. First of all, you
right.
Wouldn't even want me to do that because there's, like I told the person, there's no such thing as a beginner's book list. This is for everybody.
to fucking mention, you spending all this time trying to get somebody to do a PDF. You don't strike me as the person that's going to read a goddamn book any goddamn way.
Right. You can't read the taglines. So why would
right.
you read the book list?
Right. Right, you can't search for a goddamn show. How you gonna search for goddamn, you know what I'm saying, myths and folklore and goddamn Necronomicon files and the Serpent Grail? Nigga, you ain't gonna do none of that shit. You know what I'm saying?
You know, like you're gonna look on the list and look on the list.
Stop at that goddamn movie, Rich Dad, Poor Dad ass book. Stop there.
You know, or end up reading a book called Stroke in the Python, which is a very good book, by the way, by Diane Stein. That's the
Stroke
book you'll end
Python.
Up reading. Stroke in the Python.
Right. Reading goddamn Penthouse letters. Hi, my name is Susie. I'm in the tub right now.
Oh, gosh. Gotta do it. Mm. Okay,
yeah,
bro.
I don't know why cultists wear glasses, kid. I just guess
yeah.
that they don't
they
have
read
no vision.
A lot. I'm gonna say because they read a lot. That's my best.
I'm gonna say. I'm just gonna say because they got bad vision. You know what I'm saying?
Because they
that's
look.
I think.
Because they looking in the dark.
magic makes you blind. Magic makes you blind.
Because they're looking in the dark, get it? The occultists.
Right.
They're in the
right,
dark.
Right.
Oh,
they have
God.
Seen the other. They're looking into the other side.
they're going into other dimensions through the glasses.
For real.
Oh, okay. Right, any so clue, you guys? Call, we got to get back
I,
to this.
I'm sorry you put that in the room, kid. I was going to keep his name private, but I don't think nobody's seen that kid. So,
somebody said that's melanin swag. Okay. All right. So here we go.
Yeah, I hear an echo. You hear this echo blue?
Probably not. I got a whole lot of crazy energy tonight, so I'm just going to go to the next caller and see if
panic echoing.
It's not panic echoing. I don't think it's.
Yeah, I hear myself echoing.
Do you? But I don't. Everybody sounds nice and crystal clear to me. All right. So let me go. Let me go to the next caller. Calling in, it looks like, from area code 508. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
How you doing? This is Barry. I'm calling from Massachusetts.
Hey, what's up, brother?
How you doing? I don't really have a question. I just wanted to say hello to Brother Panic. I'm the fellow that's from here.
Say again. Say again, buddy.
Yeah, I just wanted to say hello to you, Panic. I'm the fellow that came by your house one time back in July.
Oh, from Jersey.
Yeah,
Barry, you called in and told us that. So you calling into my show and you don't want to say hi to me. You just want to say hi to Brother Panic again.
Give me a chance. I have something for you too. Just give me a chance.
You just come around to it. You just make an identification.
I feel like I'm in the Twilight Zone. Did you call in and tell us about this before, Gary? Barry?
No.
Barry, you called in.
I may have told you.
No, Barry called in. My memory does serve me well. Barry called in, and he talked about how he came to your house that day. It was raining outside. Yes, yes, you did, Barry. Yes, you did.
You got it kind of fouled up, but don't worry about that. But I had something I had to ask you anyway.
Fouled up. You did, Barry. I remember this.
Okay.
And you got your panic pack from Panic, and you were on your way out of town.
You got it kind of twisted, but that's the gist of it. That's about the gist of it, though. But I wanted to ask you about the Epsom salts in the glass. A couple of weeks ago, you said to put some Epsom salts in a glass with some water, and it would start to bubble. If there was, if you wanted to clear negativity out of your house, you remember that?
That's not exactly what I said. You kind of got it twisted.
Oh, I got it twisted. Okay.
That ain't what I said.
Okay.
I'm ready to see y'all do a karate fight next.
No, Barry, wait a minute. I need the remix family. Do you guys remember Barry calling in talking about how he stopped by Panic's house when he was in town from Atlanta? Thank you, Esther. Thank you, next person. Thank you.
I thought you did say. Yes. I remember talking about it.
It was on the phone.
I think he was on the phone, Barry. I think he was on the phone though.
Yeah, I was on the phone. I remember that. Yeah, I was on the phone. I was just saying hello. But I had a question for Miss Blue also.
No. I was just saying, Barry, you called and you told us this before. Like I remember, you said you stopped by his house.
He was only referring to who he was just now.
Yeah, and that's what I was saying. Like, I remember you, Barry. That's what I was saying. I remember
you.
Okay,
all right.
Okay.
So, Barry, you the one who had it twisted.
Maybe I did because I'm half asleep. I was sitting there waiting for my number to come up, and I heard it, and I just popped out of sleep. So, maybe that's it,
Wow.
Okay, that's what that was. So those who weren't there, since we talk about this story so much, Barry knew me when I lived in Jersey. He just knew who I was. And I was a roller skating fool. And Barry remembered it. But see, what was crazy was when he came to get the pack, I wasn't here. So he called me. He's like, yeah, I knew you from Jersey. I was like, oh, shit, I would have stayed home or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So Barry's people, I got to see his face.
But I remember he said he just we didn't know each other, but he knew my face from the old hood. So
right.
This is interesting within itself, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so,
I got.
Yeah, so you say you had a question for Blue?
Yes. I thought I heard you say, you know, take a glass.
You want me to tell you?
Yeah, well, go ahead and you tell me then.
I'll tell you because you can
okay.
go back, Barry, and download the show. You can.
Right.
What you're doing is when you take the glass and you put the pennies in there faced up, this is a feng shui practice that has been
right.
used at the beginning of time. You're
okay.
going to put it
okay.
faced up. You're going to put the salt water in there, and then you're going to put the water in there. You're going to let it sit. It's not going to happen in most cases. It's not going to start to bubble immediately unless you got
yeah.
some exorcism things.
Somebody in chat room said, send them a PDF.
You know what?
Okay.
You know what? They're too crazy.
No, keep going. No, somebody in chat room said that's just is funny. Go ahead, because that was interesting. I haven't heard
that
before.
So you're gonna put the water in there, and you're gonna put the pennies in there. You can use regular pennies, or you can actually get what's called the feng shui, the square pennies, and put them in there, and put the salt and the water in there. Now,
okay.
what eventually will happen is it will clear any negative energy or low-level energy that's in that space, that particular space. It's not going to start to bubble right away in most cases. It's been a few cases people have said they noticed, like, maybe the next day, like, the white crystals have started to form. But a lot of times, in most cases, it's going to take a minute before that happens. If you have a space that you feel negative energy is there or it's energy you want to remove, then just let it sit. Sometimes it could take months, sometimes a week. It could take any amount of time. So that's
okay.
where the bubbling will come. But it doesn't necessarily happen right away. What you can do, Barry, is once you start to look in the glass, what you'll see to form on the top of the glass will be crystals. And in most cases, those crystals will kind of break themselves up in parts. And where the pennies are situated on the bottom, you'll
mm-hmm.
see the crystals start to form. You'll know that it is then working, that the negative energy is being, or low-level energy is being there to remove that out of the atmosphere or the room that it's in.
Okay. All right.
There's a few tricks. You know what I mean? That's an excellent one. There's a few tricks, you know what I'm saying, kind of like that to remove energy out the room, negative or low-level energy. Anything you deal with in your corners, salt in your corners, but you can cut an onion in half and just sit it in, either in the window or in the doorway, you know, not the shutting door, but just in the doorway or near the
mm-hmm.
doorway, and as it dries up, it also absorbs low vibration. You can get
yeah.
garlic in a net, you know how you see them at the store, there's full garlic in that little net. Just hang
yeah,
that over
bag,
the door.
Little net bag, right.
Little
right.
bag. Hang that over the window,
mm-hmm.
hang that over the door. As that dries out, it absorbs. Water under the bed with salt.
Mm-hmm.
Anything you put salt in, salt or crystals, and they strictly absorb low-level energy.
Yes.
That's the whole process of culturing something.
Mm-hmm.
When they use that kosher salt, it's
right.
because salt pulls out. Even if you eat meat, and they'll salt the meat and
yeah.
Then wash it off because it draws out. You know what I'm saying? So
mm-hmm.
energy, I'm sure you've heard on blue shows, how she'll tell you energy are collecting corners.
Right.
So that's
right.
salt in the corners. Those pennies as well, four pennies in a corner, and you envision a pyramid in your bedroom. You get what I'm saying? So face up, like she said, four in the corner, and then you see light coming from each four penny into a pyramid form, and that's how you make your room a temple.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of there's even a lot of things I'm forgetting.
Yeah.
Right,
yes.
right.
You can do.
Okay.
So did yours start to bubble up, Barry?
No, I had it in the corners, like you said, and it started to crystallize, like you said, with the crystals that fall
good.
Around the side of the glass.
Good.
So I see it crystallize. You're right about that.
See, and I'll tell you, if you get a chance, go by a nail salon. to go in there particularly, and you will see it in almost every nail salon that's owned by somebody from Thai or that's from Korea or even from Asia. You will see sometimes these glasses there, and it'll be covered with white. It looks like the crystal has grown all over it. So if anybody has a business, that's a great place to put it in your business somewhere. And you will always see it from people in the East when you go into some of their stores, the Tanikas. They will have altars set up, and they will have that cup there that has been covered with white crystals over it because so much energy coming in and out. A lot of times these are places you see it at. I've seen it in some Asian restaurants, too. Like when you first come in their pyramid, they'll have their altars right there. You'll see it on top of there. And you can make a very little cup. It doesn't have to be a very big cup. But, you know, yes, you'll get to see it. Yeah.
You also want to, you'll see in Botanicas a lot. There's something that actually Abena sent it to me.
Mm-hmm.
It's called, but you'll see it. It's called the Rose of Jericho. And it's basically this ball flower, put it in the basin, and it flowers out. So with the water, you put pennies in that as well. With the water, you can mop up with, sprinkle it afterwards.
Yes,
actually, the best thing to clean negative energy with, believe it or not, is actually boys' urine. You put some of their urine in a bucket, have your son piss in a bucket before they're a teenager age, and not a full-blown piss because you don't want to mop your floors, your whole house be smelling like, you know what I'm saying, Raggedy Ann and Raggedy Andy live there. just a little bit, and pour it out on your doorstep. You know, that brick dust protects your house, you know what I'm saying? You know, let me ask you this too, Barry. Do you remember my building, right? 7-Eleven, right near VIPs?
Yep.
Do you remember a dude in there named Charles?
No, not really.
Puerto Rican dude. Him and his brother. And this is why I bring this shit up. Like, this is about 6 months ago. Niggas hit me about 3 emails and get a panic pack. Doing the regular shit, all right, this and that. All right, how much and how much the shit, blah, blah, blah. And then in the middle of this shit, he goes, yeah, you probably remember we lived in the same building in Jersey. So I'm like, who's this? This little nigga was my man. Like, we used to work out every day. Like, I don't get why he was coming at me so motherfucking formal. You know what I'm saying? That brother panic shit done turned into something the fuck else. I'm looking back. I'm like, there's like 7 emails of correspondence. What should I do with this and that? And so I'm like, this is Charlie? He's like, yeah, kid. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Give me that. I'm calling this nigga. He's like, yeah, kid. I'm doing my work. I'm like, don't even hit me with that bullshit. He said all the remix lines in one conversation. Yeah, kid, trying to get into, you know, knowing my magic and all this shit. I'm like, wait, what the fuck? Me and this nigga hung. We used to do the wildest shit. Like, he was my man. So I was like, yo, that's crazy. So it's just weird, like, when you find somebody from your past who's just full-blown conscious and shit, and his little brother stole my motherfucking Game Boy. This nigga's conscious. I can't get no vengeance. I can't get no vengeance. Now, I know that little nigga stole my Game Boy. You know what I'm saying? I had the old black and white Game Boy. You know what I'm saying?
The old black.
All these motherfuckers running around. You know what I'm saying? Niggas run. Yo, Charles, this shit was wild. I don't know if I can tell this story. Now, y'all don't know Charles. I can tell this story. I lived on the second floor and shit, right? Above, like, you know, the main door open, so there's a little ledge. So that little ledge touched my window. You know what I'm saying? So Charles had his girl. She was in the building. I ain't going to say her name. Or his boy, Charles. Like, Let me bring some chicks to the house. I'm like, all right, kid. He brought 2 chicks. So he's trying to politic. He's talking to the other chick. Where his boy? The other chick he brought, she wasn't even feeling me. So I didn't give a fuck. I started playing PlayStation. I heard Charles call Charles' girl calling me out the window. Panic. I said, yo. I had the music blasting. The lights was on. Panic. I'm like, oh, you're a lady, kid. You better balance, kid. She said, nah, she ain't going to come up. Word is born. I turned the music down, tried to turn a little bit of the backlights off. I heard some shit sound real close. Panic. I said, I turned around, this bitch just opened my window and jumped the fuck in and just said, she said to the chick that he brought for me,
Why you chilling with my man? Just punched the shit out of her. The phone just fell, you know what I'm saying? He running around my house, Charlie, Charlie. I said, yo, calm the fuck down, because you knocked my TV over. You know what I'm saying? So I seen the light bulb just going off in her head. Bink. She just went in the bathroom and opened up the shower door. This nigga in the dark with his arms folded, like, run there, see? So, what you want? Yo, nigga. He said, ah! She started just went crazy. I said, wait, everybody calm the fuck down. Let's take this shit in the hallway for y'all knock over some of my shit. When I said, they had more drama than a little bit. She eventually cut that chick in the face. What do you call it? A telephone cut. When I tell you this shit was a wild time, but I was from New York. I moved to Jersey City for 2 years and got my ass right back on the goddamn PATH train and went the fuck back home. All I did out there was just make records and just work out. Rollerblade, bike, weights. Went the fuck back home. It was just too sick out there. They had an all-girl drug block. You know what I'm saying? Remember on Reed Street? That all-girl drug block, kid, is straight woman hustlers, kid. I was like, I got to get my hair cut someplace the fuck else. Oh, man, that shit was a wild time. But this nigga's full-blown conscious now. I'm doing the magic. He's a straight remix nigga. I know my work. I'm doing the work. I'm like, nigga, what the fuck is you talking about, kid? I was like, this is my nigga. What the fuck is you talking about? You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I thought you made though Charlie. And his little thieving-ass brother called me. Let me get an herb pack. I'm like, fuck that, nigga. You owe me a Game Boy, nigga. He's like, yeah, I heard about that herb pack. I heard that shit. Nigga, nah, nigga. We got unfair. We got unsettled business, nigga. Left the cord and everything. Yeah, that shit was just wild. You know what I'm saying? Wild fucking times, kid. Alrighty, so that was the end of that story.
All right, thank you very much, man. I appreciate y'all's help.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Ms. Blue, you still there, Ms. Blue?
I'm still here.
All right, man. We'll talk soon, bro.
All right, y'all be safe. Bye-bye.
All right,
brother.
Peace.
Why you chilling with my man?
Why are you chilling?
Right, somebody asked me, they have to go to court tomorrow. What can they do to improve their situation? They say, wear the color pink, something. Wear a pink tie, pink handkerchief, or something like that. What I've there's a sister in the room now who could attest. I'm not going to say her name, but she's here. She's talking smack in the room right now. I gave her something. She had some serious charge. Is again, and they dropped all that shit the last I remember. She sent me some paintings to thank me, some hot shit too. A straight up Cthulhu and a straight up ill pan. But what she got, and if she talks about it, then I'll let her say who she is. She almost did. But she's the one who, you know, sent the nigga to the hospital wearing a goddamn. Woke up with a Spider-Man suit on. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, gosh, that was too funny.
He told this nigga to fuck with a goddamn yard slip off. The nigga hit me up and said, panicked. I just woke up the next day in a Spider-Man suit in the hospital. I said, goddamn. So she in the building, but she used this in his work. There's an Apollo deity called San Simone.
Oh, San Simone.
San Simone. You got to call on San Simone. Oddly enough, go to the supermarket, one of the supermarkets that sells candles. He's usually in there, San Simone or Saint Simone, because they'll put him under the saints. But he's actually Apollo, and he helps with injustice. You definitely want to do something to Mayat, that's justice. But San Simone, that power works. It's a yellow candle. So if you can't find it, get a plain yellow candle, get down with San Simone, spelled S-I-M-O-N. And my MySpace page, which is myspace.com/pandemon, I think. Pandemon or Panic Demon, but I think it's Pandemon. If you go there, you'll see his description. I don't think I have his symbol up. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
If I had his symbol up, because I sent her the symbols, and I actually lent somebody,
that book. It's out of print, but you probably could find it somewhere. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck with San Simone, and that's the best thing you got, depending on what you got on. And you just hit me, so you should have did that earlier. You should. And this is what I will tell you. I hope you fucks with Magic already, because if you're just doing regular Girl Scout cookie shit, and then
yeah.
when you get in trouble, you fuck with Magic, it won't work.
Yeah,
it doesn't work like that. It works based upon your sincerity. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So when the heat is on, you can't all of a sudden want to be magical. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
You can't all of a sudden want to be magical. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You have to have a magical lifestyle for this kind of shit to work like that. And this particular sister has that. Oh, she said she beat that felony trial, which is, so she put it out, so it's April. April, right in the chat room. Cool sister, one of the best folks I've met. Like I said, she sent me some artwork of Cthulhu mm-hmm. right from her heart. That's fucking insane. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And a Pam, that's insane. I hope she finds it to send me some more of that stuff. It was off the hook. Cool sister. Everybody should know her, you know. But, yeah, she had some serious things going on, felonies. And it, the way she was telling me, I was going to say, well, you need to give me your address so I can send you a goddamn kite or some, you know, some chippy chews or some tone soap. It's a goddamn some bandanas, because this is going to be a long ride. But she said, no, she beat that shit. You know what I'm saying? She beat that shit and sent me a gift after that. So that's Sam Simone. You know what I'm saying? Okay, the dude said he's real with it, but he's young in the game. As long as you're sincere, kid, then that's your credentials. Your sincerity is your credentials. So it's not about how long you've been in it,
yeah.
but how new it is. It's about
yeah.
how sincere you are. That's your credentials. So you good. If you're sincere and you know how, and you know what I'm saying, you'll be fine. San Simone. All right,
okay.
Rest in peace. So we can do another call.
Yes.
April's a good sister. You should, if y'all know she's on Facebook, hit up for some of that artwork. She got some real demonic skills in her. That's a big, she made a nigga wake up the next day, you know what I'm saying, with a Superman costume on in the hospital.
A self-made Superman costume.
this nigga. No, Spider-Man.
Oh,
this nigga,
Spider-Man.
Yeah. He said he used a durag for a mask. And I told that story. Niggas thought I was bullshitting. And
he
then the nigga called
in
the next week.
He called in.
I said, oh, you the dude. You tell that story. He said, yeah, I was fucking with a Yogscough kid.
Mm-hmm.
I said, oh, you playing with April. April don't fuck around, bro. You know what I'm saying? You gotta come with some skills. You know what I'm saying? even Brother Leem had to hit me up one day. You know April? I said, yeah. So yeah, she's real cool, kid. He's like, yeah, man, she's real cool. Yeah, April's powerful folk. I maybe want to hit her up for one of them portraits. If you got the balls, you know what I'm saying? If you got the balls to do. So yeah, we take a next call.
All right, we're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 832.
That's funny shit, Durag Spidey. Durag Spidey still be trying to email me for tips. I'm like, I can't do nothing for you, Durag Spidey. If that Yogscough fucked you up, you know what I'm saying? You're going to wake up in a bubble pulling sticks out your stomach like Neo. You know what I'm saying? Fucking around with the shit I'm going to give you. Do rag Spidey. Call this nigga do rag Spidey. Okay.
832, you're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hi, it's Jatan. I'm calling from Houston.
Greetings, Jatan.
Hi, I actually called to talk to you, Miss Blue. Excuse me, my phone's battery is low. But I've been working actually with the audio workbook, and when I tell you I did the whole, like, the first chapter, and when I tell you, like, it was like literally 5 days, and I did all of my mantras and I, you know, did the whole thing. And one of the things that was on my list was, of course, increasing my monetary gain just so everything else in my life could start to manifest and be better. I'm talking about I made like $600 within like 2 days. And I've been wanting to call you and just tell you like everything. Like,
yay.
I have, of course, the whole seven ideal things that I've wanted.
Yes.
And it's been baby steps for me.
Yes.
And I mean like baby steps, but I know it works.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
And you know what it is? It is really... it is really the work you're doing that's just opening up those doorways, that everything just begins to align itself. Because you went in from the honest point, and thanks for calling in. I know we're going to get to some questions, and I'm sure you didn't get a chance to get in last time, so thank you for that. So the Know Your Magic audio workbook, it really helps you to get grounded and get yourself focused, align your energy, and then things will come to you. You will get what you need. Because, again, it's not about getting things. It's about you getting balance. So that's a testimony to your work, and very powerful that you've been doing the work. Yeah. You've been doing the work.
So,
yeah.
That was basically, like, my call, and I thank you, Brother Panic, also, for all of the, you know, great information that you give. I'm a hard head.
Sure.
You know, I bump my head a few times. I'm one of those people who's okay with that, but I'm very appreciative for, you know, the information that I get from you guys.
Yes, well, we're very appreciative.
I'm glad Ms. Blue was able to help you with the Know Your Magic book and all that stuff she offers. I'm glad that's working for you, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Take all of that. Stay true to your work. Stay true to it. And like we always say, the money is the easy part. Stay true to that because that's the foundation that's going to sustain you. So keep up the great work. You know, send me an email with that as well. Peace and love to you, and thanks for calling in.
Thank you. Okay. Peace, guys.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that was nice. We're going to go to another caller who's also calling in from area code 832. You're live in the remix. Another 832. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, peace and blessings. It's Prophet Andre, aka the Poetic Prophet. I want to say peace with you, Miss Blue. He was raw on a cut Friday night, huh?
Yeah, I was a little off the chain on Friday.
hey, you know that's necessary. It's part of the reason why I'm calling. Hey, what's up, Brother Panic? Peace and blessings with you, man.
Peace, brother. How's everything?
Oh man, it's going. You know, I can't complain about it. I wanted to ask, like, okay, you know, I noticed lately my aggression been up, you know, as far as like with my anger, you know, I hold it within, but like when it get to the point to where it's more than necessary, you know, I kind of blow up. What is it something I can do, or maybe an extra alcohol mixture I can take, or elixir I can take to kind of like find it?
If you get angry with that liquor, that's the last thing you
want to do that.
Take. But let me tell you, you said a very important thing, which would answer your question. You said, I usually hold it in.
Yes.
That alone is the issue. You got to know how to release your anger. You get what I'm saying? Now, that's a part of what Wayne talks about when he's talking about these sounds. What Wayne says, and which is pretty known, is that each emotion sits in your organs. And eventually, if it builds up, it overheats and you get sick. That's why there's cooling sacs around your organ. So when Wayne talks about those sounds, what he's talking about is actually releasing the energy stored in there. That's the liver with anger.
Yeah.
And it makes that shh sound.
Yeah.
And I would listen to one of Wayne's, lectures.
Yeah.
Or when I have the lecture up, come see me. Wayne did all the sounds, did all the stances to release.
Yeah.
That shows about releasing energy. And also, when you fuck make the she sound, and that'll release the energy too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it's really not hard. I mean, I don't do the stance, but Wayne is actually coming back to my house in September just to chill, and he's gonna do some sessions with us personally. But if you watch his lecture, he makes the sound. The releasing and the sound.
What can I find him?
Huh?
Can I find him on your YouTube page?
No, not yet.
I'm going to put it up because this is a lecture. This is a lecture that I'm going to charge for because I had to bring Wayne in and get the place.
Yeah.
So this is a charge lecture. So just email me. Let me know you're waiting. PanicPack@hotmail.com. And I'm going to find a place to put the lecture up and all of that. But, I mean, real talk, because if you need it now, there's stuff on the web that Wayne's already done where you can get these sounds.
Yeah, you can actually
you can get them for
some
free.
Of them.
This Google Wayne. But I'm going to tell you, the sound is simple. For anger, it's just shh, like you're saying shh, S-H, like S-H before shit. And I'll do it.
Right.
If I'm feeling anxiety, I'll just sit there watching TV and just do it. And you feel
you
have to breathe.
You're gonna
breathe in deep, and all you're doing is just letting the sound out. You're letting the air out of your lungs through that sound. So you just and you see anger just being released. You get what I'm saying? Or like I said, for a lesser, just go get you one of them rubber dummies and punch that shit. You want it out. You don't want to let it go down. Find a hobby. Puzzles, models, Connect Four, some kind of shit like that. You just the thing when you said I hold it in until it boils over. That's an issue. What are you angry about?
The main thing I'm angry about is the people that I don't really surround my because I'm very much alone. I got to this point where I try not to surround myself with a lot of people, but those that I do surround myself with, I'm in close contact with, and it's kind of depressing. Like it probably ain't really even my anger. It's kind of like depressing because when I try to tell somebody something or just give them advice, they think I'm tripping, but then come back to me later on and
Join the club.
This. Trying to tell dead people about conscious information, you will find no purchase.
Yeah.
You will find no purchase. That's one of the first things that one of the second things you learn as a conscious person. You are better off talking to a fire hydrant. You get what I'm saying? than talking to these Negroes out here. So you are frustrating yourself with that. You have to let the dead be live with the dead. Now, when I became conscious, I went through a phase of fuck all these dead niggas, fuck all these dead niggas. But the more I stood around conscious niggas, I couldn't wait to go back to my old neighborhood. Get on a fucking skateboard.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
So
go to the store, buy ice cream pop. You know what I'm saying? Do cartwheels in the field. I just couldn't wait to do it because though you're going through a change, once you start to balance out your reality, see, if you have to tell anybody any of this, prove any of this, you don't believe it your damn self.
Right.
When you know it, you know it. You never hear me walking around the street going, "Know something? I know how to tie my shoes, y'all," because it's a given. So when this shit becomes a given for you, then you will feel less inclined to have to explain to them, and you will actually fall in love with their stupidity because it becomes your vacation, like watching TV. I swear to you.
Right.
Yes.
When you always around a motherfucker trying to drop some shit, what do you think the Mars Rover meant? After a while, you get to go, fuck that. You seen Family Guy this weekend?
you start to learn for
that shit once you get into another level of study. You know what I'm saying? Like, so by the time I got into it, I don't walk around the planet talking some conscious shit. Only speak on it when I'm asked because it's really a chore now. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
It's for you to know.
Right.
It's for you to know and for them to find out. Remember that saying? It's for me to know and for you to find out.
Yeah.
And that's what that shit truly is.
My problem is they come, okay, Well, it's like when I when, oh, okay. All right, well, yeah.
Yeah.
No, what you were going to say, when they come,
they usually come to me, and it only usually come to me for a convenience, right? But
right,
once
right.
They
when,
got
when it's
the
something they need or
they
something
need,
you do.
Yeah.
But something you do encompasses something they need. Like all
right.
the time, but see, as a conscious person, your responsibility now as a teacher of the children, which are basically the deaf, dumb, and blind, you have to mm-hmm. master how to give them exactly what they need.
They need.
So my sister is conscious-esque or aware, but everything.
Right.
But if she decides to ask, because she's from the same stock as me, she'll get her
yes.
own book. But if she decides to ask, I'm not sitting here giving her a remix lecture. I'm giving her what
right.
she needs. Tailor fitted to what it is she's asking for. So usually once we learn something, we're just inclined to repeat some deep shit
yeah.
about Kabbalah when niggas will ask you, what does that dream mean? Well, if you look at Kabbalah, you're like, these niggas don't know or give a
right.
fuck what Kabbalah is. So
they
you,
like,
you
what
know
are
what I mean?
Talking about?
Because, you know, because you study Kabbalah, you
right.
have to have the ability to give them Kabbalistic science with them just thinking you having a chat. You get what I'm saying?
Right,
them just
right,
thinking
right.
you having a chat. So that's the science. You won't frustrate yourself, but more importantly, when you do that, have absolutely, positively no expectation.
Yep, you cannot.
No expectation.
That's the
no
one
agenda.
Thing that Panic has, you know, definitely, you know, shared with me in the beginning, and it's so true. And then not even expect in return that they will get what they ask you for.
Right,
you really
right.
have to
don't
give
even,
it.
Right. Don't even expect.
Don't even
right.
expect them to say, "Oh, I get it now." Don't even expect
right.
that. You can
right.
yourself
and
up.
Then, and damn sure, even if they sit there and say, "Oh, I get it now,"
that's
don't
right.
look on
don't
their
even...
other Facebook page when they want to. Look at that motherfucker. Look, man, shit. My other sister, my stepsister. Let me
right.
tell you, this how serious this is. I'm gonna share you with you some shit. This how serious this is. My pops died. I went down south. We have another half sister. Went down south. What do you read? Oh, it's just a book. That's all I said. Just a book. She begged, pleaded, begged. Okay, it's called the ISIS thesis. This and that. She's asking. Oh yeah, I'm burning frankincense and I'm doing this and brother such and such and I know who Bobby Hemmett is. This is all shocking shit to me. She courted my ass for like 2 months. But what does that mean? I didn't fall for the okie doke. That's it. Well, goddamn it. Maybe I'm denying her some shit. And I'm giving it to her for a year every time she asks. I look on her Facebook page that just said, thank you, Jesus, for Sunday dinner. I said, I'm done. I'm fucking done. So that was one of the lessons I learned. I don't give a fuck. And I already knew better. I'm like, I'm too don't come in no family. You ain't getting two no motherfuckers in no family. That's the rule here. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
You may
right.
get one and a half. So I'm sitting there going, don't this beat a bunch of bat shit calling it guano. You know what I'm saying? And fucking, thank you, Jesus, for a Sunday. I damn near speak to her. I'm so still living about that shit. I'm sitting there. Each time I look at her picture now, I got to sit there and go, shh, just to fucking get past that shit. You know what I'm saying? As soon as I get on Facebook, as soon as she comment on my picture, shh. Do you know today is Dad's birthday? Shh. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know, killing me. You know what I'm saying? Killing me.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Nah, man. Like, nah. Nah, so you don't want to go down that road. You don't want to go down that road. You want to enjoy them for what it is they are. Like, you know
like,
what I'm saying?
Right,
growing
right.
up in Queensbridge,
which is a project
in New York, you have lifelong friends from that kind of experience. And I've been most of my friends are lifelong. And I measured them on a conscious stick. You know what I'm saying?
I'll be sitting around here. You know what I'm saying?
My new best friends will be some real funny, goddamn Fez, Kate wearing, Kente Claw. Niggas eating cake at my house. I need niggas I can eat cake with. I don't need niggas to tell me about gluten and shit all day. You know what I'm saying? Just eat the cake, anime. You know what I'm saying? I only hear about fucking gluten. You know what I'm saying? So
Bailey,
mean,
you got to get away from the reality.
You got to get away from that shit. At first some niggas couldn't call
yourself,
me.
Yeah, don't take yourself so serious.
Don't take yourself too serious. Now, when you get into it and you know you're doing serious work, you can't help but to take what you're doing serious.
Right, serious.
But then after you see, once you start meeting more motherfuckers and see how actual crazy they actually went with this shit, and this, see, I used to always hear this. You fuck with magic, you're going to go crazy. You fuck with magic, you're going to go crazy. And then I'm like, I'm thinking you're going to do something, then you're going to be running around, you know, passing gas on the bus and snotting and farfing at the mouth. But it took me a while to understand what they were talking about. It's what they call ego crazy or ego poisoning, which is in books. They talk about the ego poisoning.
Yes,
so all you
yes.
have to do is see on Facebook how crazy motherfuckers is. I'll put up a joke photo and a motherfucker will email a whole paragraph about how fucking deep it is. You get what I'm saying? Because what they're trying to, it ain't got nothing to do with being deep. It's got something to do with them trying to fucking prove to themselves in the world that they're fucking deep. They actually went crazy in this shit. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
What I found out is, are you able to go through this shit and retain yourself?
Right.
That's the key.
It's hard.
Now, that's a big scientific breakthrough. Every friend, because you hear all these niggas, I can't deal with dead niggas. I can't deal with dead niggas. I can't deal with dead niggas. You ever think because you became the asshole and you went crazy? Every friend I had, hand slapping, Baptist knee slapping, I can deal with them. They are all my friends today. Because what I do here ain't got nothing to do with who they are and why we became friends. In other words, I am still myself. I didn't go crazy in this shit and become some other motherfucker who stands on the mountain with a stick and a cape on trying to explain to these niggas about melanin. You get what I'm saying? Can you still be yourself after you go through this alchemical process? I am happy to say motherfuckers from my childhood, when I worked at a skating rink, they still emailing me today. So how's it going? What you up to?
Still comfortable with talking to them.
Because I didn't go crazy. This right here is a certain kind of work that will dictate the reality of your lifestyle. But once you fall in love truly with your people, instead of trying to fucking talk about you love these concepts. I love the black woman. That's a concept. The black man is this. That's a concept. I love the kids. That's a fucking concept. Once you really truly find that absolute love, you will love the most deadest nigga ever for what they are. Because what they are ain't that Baptist nigga. It ain't that Muslim nigga. What they are is just a regular plain old nigga. Get what I'm saying? And once you love that regular plain old nigga, no matter what they doing, you know what I'm saying? We're not talking about somebody who's offending you. We're talking about the standard. Is you sitting there judging somebody? You get what I'm saying? He's a Christian. I can't fuck with him no more because I learned about fucking Krishna or some kind of shit. Once you do that, you the one who went crazy. They didn't go crazy. You the one who went crazy. Just because you learned about fucking Shiva, all of a sudden, you can't talk to Skippy and them no more. And Cockroach and them niggas. You can't talk to Cockroach and them niggas no more because you read some goddamn Madame Blavatsky. You know what I'm saying? No, that's the truth. You just a that would make you a religious nut just like them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That would make you a religious nut just like them. So I've seen motherfuckers go absolutely, positively crazy with this shit. You get what I'm saying? You do not want to be that guy. You want to be able to enjoy your friend, Carl, Darnell, Sauncey and them niggas.
Tyrone.
Raquan and them niggas. You want to be able to enjoy them for what it is they are. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Not what it is. You don't want to base it on what it is that you have become.
Right.
You get what I'm saying?
Right.
And then measure them on that. That means you're just another religious nut. That's another way of saying, I'm a Baptist now. I can't hang with you fucking sinners. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Now, everybody goes through it because I went through it. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't fuck with them new dead niggas. But then after I started seeing, ain't nothing mm-hmm. with the social group of this. This is about me learning. This ain't
right.
nothing socially.
Right.
I'm with some crazy niggas now who I don't even know is long. And
right.
I mean, these other crazy niggas. These other crazy niggas, at least I know their mama and them.
At
and I
know
their little dumbass brother and their little nasty-ass sister. At least I know them long. These motherfuckers will stab you in the back over one bad lecture.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
You say like, one thing in a goddamn lecture, and motherfuckers before that, Patty, you're the greatest. Patty, you're an asshole. You know what I'm saying? If you go so against what they say. So, I mean, no, you don't want it. It's quite simple. When the student is ready, the teacher will appear. You have to be versatile enough to give it to people on the level that they ask. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, certain people come over, see the shit that's here, explain it to them on the level that they understand it. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers see some whole scurry shit, you know what I'm saying, sitting in the corner. How do you explain that shit to a regular human?
I get a lot about, you know, my Anubis statue. I get a lot about
right.
my Osiris statue.
Yeah.
Isis, you know, they ask questions. And when
yeah,
I try
questions.
To explain to them,
you
they
say
like
that, yeah.
way too deep.
I explain it in general. This is beautiful. These statues represent energy. That's the energy
right.
of such and such. And that's what statues do. That's why. And then all you have to do to explain it to a regular person is all you have to do, which is absolute truth, is tell them that's why Africans did it. That's why that's why the ancient people did it. That's why Africans did it. And then what the fuck are they ain't going to challenge you on that because them niggas is the African-Americans. You know what I'm saying? I have people come
right.
in and see my shit going. There's some people come in my house and go, oh, my goodness, you must really like Halloween. My answer to them is like, yeah, I guess so. You know, I guess so. They see that shit in the door. You know what I'm saying? They see that shit in there, all that sanitation, them wet they shit. I got skeletons. I got Necronomicon skeletons.
You like
up,
Halloween.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I got some grueling shit going on up here. You know what I'm saying?
I got some
real challenging shit. I got some real challenging shit up in here. There's a skull in every corner. You
see
what I'm saying?
You just like collecting things, huh? I said, yeah,
right.
from all over the world.
Right. That's right. But you don't want to touch that, though. I'll tell you that
much. You don't
want to
touch that.
So, I mean, you kind of got to, like, once you become really, really deep in your knowing. So I used to say a lot, and I could, when someone talks to me, it's not even what they say or the information they can say. I can see the level they on. Because the true level
right.
of what you are on has nothing to do with just repeating information.
That's right.
The
it
true
does.
Level
mm-hmm.
is how you are is how content you are. So when someone says they have all these internal conflicts, it tells me. Because once you get to a certain level, you are
no longer conflicted
and you are no longer, mm-hmm. you have nothing to say about this to the world because
right.
you know. Just like you have nothing to say to the world about how good you could type your shoes or pee in a toilet because it is a given. You get what
it's
I'm saying? It is
yeah.
a given. It is what you know. So when you come not into the studying portion or beyond the studying portion and getting into the know, you will find you balance yourself right back out into who the fuck you was. Most people
right.
think that you get into this for a change. No, you get into this to understand
yeah.
what the fuck you are already. I have not changed
right.
from what I was since I was a little boy. I am more knowledgeable. I am more conscious. And you can put all them labels. But the essence of who I am has not changed. My outfit don't fucking change. I don't wear no fucking fez. I don't
right.
wear no goddamn long beads. I don't wear no pointy fucking shoes, no emblems, none of that. I'm
You're
the same
right.
old nigga because what I found was myself. I didn't find a way to be somebody or project some shit
right.
that I don't have within myself to try to show you that I am something because I don't have it within myself. I got in this to know thyself. And now I know the God force that was in me that made me do that dumb shit I did back then. It no longer it's a form of love. I no longer look at myself. I was doing dumb shit before, but I'm doing good shit now. No,
right.
I was doing dumb shit before. Semi dumb shit now.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But I'm comfortable with it because I know thyself. Love thyself, and because I'm a God trapped in the body, what the fuck would you expect? You get what I'm saying?
Right.
I didn't expect nothing less, and because we have been here for so long, trapped in his body, I expect nothing less or no less God force than somebody slapping their knee every goddamn Sunday at 12 to fucking to whatever that reverend has to say. They have went absolutely mad in humanity. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
But still, you can't judge the heart based upon their practice. Otherwise, you're doing the same shit as they are. You know what
That's
I mean?
That's right. That's right.
Same shit as they are. So, I mean, the real science is if you can go through this and remain yourself. I mean, some motherfuckers don't deserve to be your friend any goddamn way. So you may
have
the realization.
Right.
But for the most part, just blanket separating your friends and see, most motherfuckers couldn't get along in society anyway. So consciousness became an excuse to kind of separate yourself or kind of, what's the exact word I'm looking for? To isolate yourself anyway. You were already isolated, but now you have a reason and a philosophy to do it. So before, nobody understands me because I'm me. They don't like my pants. Now, they don't understand me because I'm a god. You get what I'm saying? They don't understand me because I do this. So it's a poor excuse because when you get with them, now that we have this big social network, you find that they fucking assholes anyway. No matter what it is they're talking about, no matter what it is they know. Truly, I mean, on another level, you can also look at it as this. If they're teaching you, you're not supposed to worry that. Just worry about their information. You get what I'm saying? I know I'm not personable, and I feel arrogant about that because I do have a lot of childhood friends. If I needed a shoulder to lean on, you know what I'm saying? If I needed an old friend to make me feel good that day, plenty of them. You know what I'm saying? I have friends that are my friends now since I was 2 years old. So I've never walked around the planet needy trying to meet extra people. Yeah, I was always that. Well, it is what it is, motherfucker. My friendship game is crazy. You know what I'm saying? Friends, I had at least 10 friends that we got 30-year friendships. You know what I'm saying?
Right, yes.
They all on Facebook and all the phone call away. So, I you know, for me, it's not just something I'm doing because I became conscious. I never gave a fuck about, like, meeting people or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So, so I actually dealing now. I'm learning that shit better now. I'm a listen to my own shit.
Oh, yeah.
Now I started feeling bad because I was doing that shit, then go to find out niggas done bought like $100 worth of panic pack shit. So I'm like, I can't just go around getting coarse for someone who's spending their money helping support the cause. So now for blanket, I'm a much kinder, gentler panic because these people are doing their own work, they are supporting. So I owe it to them that. But before, oh hell no, I didn't give a fuck. I had nothing to sell. Get what I'm saying? But, okay, if you want that, I'll tell you where I got it from. That was my sincerity. If you want that, I'll tell you where you got it from and blah, 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 blah. So all of that to say, that's a big deal, and I'm going on so much about this because it's the mentality. It's the mentality that we need to develop. It's not really all the books, all the information, all the things you can study. That's a part of it. But if you don't have the right mentality, this shit just feeds the ego. It doesn't feed the heart. You get what I'm saying? And this has nothing to do with gentle and kinder you. This has everything to do with that information penetrating in the real brain and not just the fake brain. The more nigga is dressed up, the more it tells me it just penetrated it just penetrated your ego. Because half the people don't know why they're wearing that shit anyway, what it symbolizes anyway. And even if they know what it symbolizes, they only wear it to symbolize and satisfy their brain anyway, which tells you, guess what? It is the ego. So if you're wearing this because it's 3/4 in a square, this represents this left and right brain, this and that. If you're able to explain that and you're wearing that outfit, then that means, guess what? It's feeding your ego. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When a nigga go, did you know what you wearing means that? And you go, oh, I didn't. Then you know. Then you know. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? I hope that helped a lot of folks with a big part of mentality. Because I can tell you this. I will say this. That is a big part of the deal. And it takes people years to get there. Fuck all the books in the studying. For me to be able to maintain a certain mentality,
Yeah.
That was my victory to me, because that allowed me to go in the spirit world and have my faculties together,
because it can get real tricky in there.
Yeah, you start believing whatever the fuck you believe. Oh man, there are spirits that will tell you anything
you want to hear. Yes,
anything you want to hear. Your own ego will talk to you and tell you whatever the fuck you want to hear. You need to know when this shit is your agenda or when you're coming from the heart, when you get a real transmission, or you hearing some shit you want to hear. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
You hearing some shit you want to hear. You know what I'm saying? And all that that whole idea. Let me tell you, I can tell you this. And just as a one line for niggas to stop immediately, and not stop saying shit. You can stop this shit immediately. The universe will provide.
Yes.
That doesn't make any fucking sense.
No, that doesn't.
You need, that's why the deities have names, because you better call on what you need to fucking provide. Because it's calling on the universe to provide, that's like saying Atlanta will provide. You will be raped. You know what I'm saying? You will be raped.
Right.
Like saying the universe help me is, and I've said this before, it's like a woman sticking her ass out the window and going, may I find a husband. You get what I'm saying?
Oh, you're going to find that, one, all right.
The first nigga that come, that nigga will be fucking 7 inches deep in you saying, I now pronounce you as husband and wife. I do. He'll tell you anything. So whatever you asking for, somebody said asking for what? Shit, you heard about four callers tonight. Asking for court, money, you know what I'm saying, a girlfriend, a rubber chicken, you know what I'm saying? So motherfuckers is always asking for something. If you're in the remix tonight, you asking for something. You get what I'm saying? So you need to be specific. These deities are all energy points.
That's right.
And you understand the energy points by their name and definition. So whatever energy, if you need lost and you need to be found, Anubis is a guide. Get on him. Don't just say universe guide me. I'll be the first one to guide you. See, spirits eat off of your etheric energy, off of your emotions, off of your light. So in your aura, you can see deities will be munching and crunching your ass. Whatever you call it, you call it. You may call, you create a deity and call it whatever flaw. So if you say to yourself constantly, I have bad luck, you're actually creating a deity attaching to your aura, eating off of you, giving what you interpret as bad luck.
Yep, that's what
you get what I'm saying? Giving what you, or you say, I am clumsy. You are always falling because you are the god who created a servant, because actually, truly, the gods are actually servants. The gods are supposed to serve you because you older. You get what I'm saying? Because you older. You get what I'm saying? So you being older than these gods, they're actually here to serve you. You now serving them.
That's right.
Pouring them water, running to the beach. Ooh, they said do that, I said do this. No, they're supposed to be co-workers. Co-workers with your ass. You know what I'm saying? Co-workers.
You working for them.
Push the fuck around. Push the fuck around. Punked by them. You get what I'm saying? They're supposed to be working for you. So now you create a low energy. There's entities that were created from thoughts. They tell you sex in the mind, so it's creation. They say nothing precedes a thought. So how could these deities be older than your thoughts if nothing precedes a thought and you can think? So if you can think and nothing precedes a thought, meaning nothing was before your thought, you thought up all of this shit, the end. It's all yours. So the same way you created these pristine deities that you like to name yourself after, Horus and goddamn Mayotte, there are deities called depression, diabetes, high blood
low
pressure,
self-esteem.
Heart disease, low self-esteem, pee to bed, you name it, there are deities that are serving you that way. Those are easier deities because it's easier to take the low road. It's easier to take the low road than the high road. So it's easy to say, I'm depressed. It's easy to say, I can't do it. It's easy to say, I don't know. You get what I'm saying? I'm broke. You get what I'm saying? I need money.
Yes.
I need help. I need, the key word being need. They even tell you in the laws of attraction, don't say words like need. Say words like have. You get what I'm saying? Have. If you need money, then you say, I have money. You get what I'm saying? I have money. So you create deities that it's your own mind. Ain't nothing. Yeah. Panic. Is there a spirit after me?
I get that,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it's the spirit of your own ass, your own thoughts. You know what I'm saying? Get your mind out the gutter. You get what I'm saying? So now with that being said, spiritual baths and all of that help to give a punch to your aura, raise the vibration, and is there some shit in my goddamn lava lamp? Looks like goddamn tadpoles or some shit. What the fuck? What the fuck? Like fuck it up my lava lamp, fuck it up my 70s. Now, the spiritual bath or any spiritual work gives a punch to your aura and ups the vibration. Now, the low energies cannot stay attached to you when your vibration is higher. And how do you keep your vibration higher is you have to start to recultivate your thoughts. You get what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You have to become the little engine that could. You get what I'm saying? I think I can. I know I can. You have to become that in that area. And that energy, that's actually how you fight that energy. You get what I'm saying? So we need to get our mentality together more than trying to figure out the next goddamn book. No one is teaching the mindset for this. That's why when we were dealing with this in a cultural sense, that's why the initiations were necessary. The initiations now ain't got nothing to do with preparing someone's mind for it. It has everything to do with if you got the money, you could be initiated. And they're only doing the empty ritual of some old shit, but not doing it. And like I said, you can go back to my lecture where I broke this down thoroughly. The ego, the self, and the psyche, some shit like that. You can go back one of a glorious lecture where I showed you how your entire psyche is built up starting from when you crawl out the womb on your mother's stomach on the titties. And based upon cultures which are actually systematic, all the women do this at age 14. They all eat the same food. They all sleep the same way. All the huts are the same. All the clothing are the same. All the boys go through rites of passage at the same time. They get married the same way. When you have this systematic thing, then you can have an initiation system that works for masses of people because their psyche is based in the same mentality. It's based in it. So the initiation is it's a marriage between the culture. That's why the initiations were different. Just doing an initiation and your ass is from goddamn Detroit, Motown, and you're doing some African shit from goddamn Nigeria is stupid.
It's not going to work. It's not
stupid. You're paying $2,000 to do some shit that's not even conducive to your psychological makeup. Be a fucking gangbanger, get out. That's more of an initiation than goddamn walking around holding a rock for 3 days. Be real with that. That has been explained to you thoroughly just now. Somebody explain it to me a different way. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Somebody explain it to me a different way. You know what I'm saying? Just following these hollow initiation systems. Of course, you're going to get some juice out of it, but what juice are you getting? After you're initiated, you find yourself in servitude to spirits. Tell me I'm lying. Tell me I'm lying. And you're not really even servitude to the spirits. You're servitude to the niggas who told you that they initiated you in whatever house you in. You're in servitude to them, making dinner for everybody in that motherfucker's calling himself a goddamn priest or a priestess. Fantasy island shit. The plane! Fantasy island shit. So we need to get out this mentality. We need to know you are truly free. You are truly free to study. That's what you're here for. We in that time now. You ever say they cannot stop your growth? Only you can stop your growth with this fucking, with this same goddamn question that I'm always getting and Blue is always getting. Panic, can we do that?
Yes.
Blue, am I allowed to do that? Fucking at least try it. You know what I'm saying? At least
and
try
then
it.
Tell
at
us what you get.
And then, right. And then somebody will tell you, no, you say, you can do it, but I'm not allowed to do that shit. Shit, I'm not allowed to go to a fucking drumming. Because each time I go, I'm ready to throw the fuck up, and I smell stink. I smell stink, dead entities that y'all ain't even calling on. The entities that y'all calling on have gone. There are pathways to these entities. Oshun has 24, I believe. The higher paths have moved on. Wait a minute. You can't question that because ain't you trying to move on? You just lowly human, and they this big high Ifa, or this big high Orisha, or this big high goddamn voodoo spirit. This lower, and you as a lowly human bum, you're trying to transform. What makes you think this high spirit ain't trying to do the same form of transformation?
Right.
Why is that beneath him and so good for you, and you the one supposed to be the lowly spirit? You get what I'm saying? No, nothing precedes a thought. They came from your mind. So they came from your essence. And they came from your essence, these spirits who now have their own personality, their own energy, their own, for lack of a better way to say it, reality. They're trying to do what you're trying to do because they're your children. They're your children. Simple as that. And even if you can't accept that they're your children, if you their children, then and you're trying to transform, then you know your daddy because you're from their essence, if that's how you think. If you're from their essence and you're trying to transform, how come you trying to do something they ain't trying to, that they wouldn't be trying to do? You get what I'm saying? So enough. You know what I'm saying? We need to get our minds right on this. That's all we need to do. Make up your mind. Make up your mind to be a master and stop calling yourself a master for this empty shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Shit, if I'm going to call myself any of this shit, I at least have the pride enough to say, well, this is why I'm calling myself this. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I've never called myself none of these titles. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Never. You know what I'm saying? It's not even worth it because whatever I decide to call myself by tomorrow, I hope I'm something the fuck else.
That's right. That's right.
Simple as that. I can give you an idea, but I hope I'm. This is about forever change.
Yeah.
Ever changing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Forever changing. You know what I'm saying? So the real science is really not in these books. That kind of shit just jars your memory. But where that shit is said, I can't remember. There's a book that talked about this too. I'm not just making this shit up. It's not just my fucking idea. I can't remember the name, and Bobby was the one who told me about it. And basically he was saying, when you deal with this conscious information, and that's the book that talked about ego poisoning, one of two things are going to happen. You're going to feed your heart or you're going to feed your brain.
Yes.
And your brain is going to tell you that it's sincere. You will even cry.
Yes.
At the love. No matter of fact, I have that book. I'm going to tell you what book that's called. It's called The Spirits Book. I just remember that. Hold on. Let me get the author. I remember it's Alan Karnak. Hold on.
Okay. All right, everyone. We're live with Brother Panic here in the remix, of course. Occult Q&A. You know how to reach out to Brother Panic as well. And you can contact Brother Panic by emailing him at panicpack@hotmail.com. And we're going to continue. This is definitely a download, as with all the shows on the remix. And thank you, Esther, for putting up the link in the room.
Yes.
So Esther, you guys can go. That's right.
Yeah.
It's called
Spirit
Book.
Spirits book. Get that book. It's about $20 here, but it's probably cheaper by now. It's a whole book of channel where this dude, it's a real hard read to find exact pages and shit. But this dude, this book is from, let me see. I'm going to tell you, it was reprinted in 89, but it's some old shit. I got to find the year. It's like
early 1900s.
Like some shit like that. And mid-1800s, because he died in 1959. And it's all channels. Him talking to a spirit or spirits the whole time. And he's asking straight questions, and the spirit is answering them back. Like I said, you can't take it all for face value, because he's in channel.
Right.
But he's like asking, does it depend on spirits themselves to hasten the progress towards perfection? Can spirits degenerate? Can God exonerate spirits from trial from trials which they have undergo under the reach of the highest rank, and you know, and he just goes on. It's question after question. What makes some person's desire to be buried in one place rather than another? And all this kind of shit. It's real basic, and some of them are hard. You know what I'm saying? But
right.
It is absolutely this is one that is necessary. You know what I'm saying? It's not an easy read, but in there they talk about the ego and the ego poisoning. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Ego poison.
Mm.
Excellent book. And they talk about how you can get into some shit and see, your ego wants to live. If you remember the movie Van Helsing.
Yes.
They made a Frankenstein in there. Frankenstein represents the creation. Mary Shelley's Frankenstein represents the creation of the white man. And in it, he also represents a form of the ego. And throughout the movie Van Helsing, he's saying, I want to live. I want to live. Because what they're talking about is the ego, something that doesn't exist that wants to live. So the ego also represents the devil, the shrewd devil that's in disguise. You get what I'm saying? And
okay.
that's talking about your ego. When you see those plays where the devil has here's another one. Prime example, glad it just came to me. That Devil's Advocate, that is your ego.
Yes.
And in that movie, Al Pacino kept shape-shifting into different forms of his ego. Remember
sure
that?
Sure did.
He kept shaping. In the end, he thought he beat the devil. In the end, Al shape-shifting to somebody else. I want to write a book about you. He's like, definitely. Then he changed back. He said, pride, my greatest. He said, my greatest asset or whatever, my favorite sin. What they were talking about, the metaphysics of that, is the devil or that polarity represents your ego. You get what I'm saying? Represents your ego. Now, I've been talking about revolvers since 1972. You get what I'm saying? If you haven't seen that yet, it's on Netflix. Go see it. And while I remember, the movie Earthsea, which I talked about as well, which is also about the ego. There was a cartoon Earthsea on Netflix, but now they have the real Earthsea on Netflix with Danny Glover playing this magician Moore. And the ending of that motherfucker is insane when they show you who the dark side, the devil is. We talked about what we talked about tonight, about how you make your own entities. A must-see is called Earthsea. One word, Danny Glover's in it. And that other boy who played Iceman in the shit. You get what I'm saying? Now, with the ego, the ego will shape-shift and tell you anything you want to hear. So if you want to talk to spirits, if you're not feeding the energy to the heart, the ego will become that spirit for you. If you want to be a pilot, the ego will tell you a motherfucking pilot. You ever see crazy motherfuckers that you go, what the fuck are they doing? Like, how the fuck did they get this ridiculous? But you can't tell them that shit. You can't tell them that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's the ego, forms of the ego, let me say. Mm-hmm. So the ego will morph because the ego's in survival mode because it was never real in the first place.
That's right.
So it's constantly in survival mode. It's constantly trying to trick you. You have to realize that the ego doesn't exist. In Revolver, the main star, that nigga Crank, Jason Statmos or whatever, he's in the elevator. He's going up, oddly enough, the 13th floor. Which is a occult number, which is the Jesus number, remember? 12 is the zodiac.
Right.
13 represents the Christ energy. Ray Liotta, throughout the whole movie, was one form of his ego. Ray Liotta chases him down the stairs, confronts him in the elevator, and he's naked, or he just has his drawers on, which represented the emperor who has no clothes.
Right.
Your ego represents the fucking Anubis, the goddamn Mayat, the Haru, Ptah, Rum, Netza that you call yourself. But what I know it to be is the emperor who has no clothes. Because you're naming yourself as the emperor, but when you ask to back it up with the alchemy, all you can do is quote some fucking books, quote some Wikipedia shit. You have no fucking clothes, emperor. So you need to keep it real. So when I go through all of that, I'm not just doing it for masturbation purposes. I'm doing it because I know what I'm talking about in this context. You get what I'm saying? The alchemy isn't there. It's your information,
right,
your ego that's blown up, be able to drop some fucking science all
right
the fucking time. You ever
yeah
see them status messages? It'd be 75 status messages in one motherfucking day.
Ridiculous.
I'm like, if that's not the ego, then I'm sadly mistaken. You get what I'm saying? That's somebody who's crying out for fucking attention. Write
yeah
a fucking book already. Write a fucking book already. You know what I'm saying? Chicken soup for the soul. Write it already. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? This is, you know, but you know, on another level, do what you want. This is only being brought up because that's the
that's what
discussion
we're talking about.
That's
right
what we're talking about. At the end of the day, I won't lose any motherfucking sleep. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I mean? Especially when off the friends list is nothing but a click away.
I want to say this because we actually slid into the after hour. So I want to just let you guys know. That's why everybody in the chat room is like, oh, nah, y'all should have got on the phone lines. So we are into the after hours. Let me just go ahead and close everyone out. Download, download, download. Peace and love to you guys out there. And for the rest of us, we're going to keep going for a little while, as long as we can here, into the after hours. It's been a great chair. Brother Panic's here. You know how to reach him for your occult needs. PanicPack@hotmail.com. You can reach out to them. And you guys know how you can reach me, always here on The Remix, Friday and Sunday nights. And questionforblue@gmail.com. We're going to keep going. Brother Panic is going to be taking your questions here. We're going to keep talking. Great share tonight. Great information. So peace and love to you guys out there. Yeah, hold on. Keep
peace,
going, Brother
peace
Panic.
For the peace for the remix, folks. Thanks for showing up and showing support once again. Remember, panicpack@hotmail.com, herb packs, spiritual baths, CDs, you name it, I got it for your ass. So email panicpack@hotmail.com. A couple of people since the show have been emailing me about the class. Let's get it on. Let's get it in.
Yeah,
this is going to be a life-changing class. I'm going to go deep on you niggas. You better have a pen and a paper and a goddamn Snapple, because I am going to tear your ass up with so much.
And a Snapple.
Because I'm going to tear these niggas up with so much goddamn information. PanicPack@hotmail.com. Come on, get it, players and playettes. You know what I'm saying? Get them herb packs, fresh batch in. We'll keep going. So in the Spirits book, they tell you how you either feed the ego and what signs to look for.
Right.
And to really be coming from the heart, you really can't judge it as much as I'm speaking on it, I'm observing it. But what's in my heart for these people is not bitterness. It is, I just hope they come to understand, you know,
right,
something. Or if they don't, then they were never meant to. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
As long as they're satisfied, I'm satisfied. But if we're having this conversation, we talk about science, then scientifically, I'm not even looking for the signs in them. I'm looking for the signs in myself. And we're not telling, like I said, tell you before, you're not going to defeat the ego. You got to know where to
right
play. Yeah, I'll do ego shit all day. We'll play all day and do all of that on Facebook. But I know I can afford to do it because I understand
right
what it entails when I go to study, when I do some work. I know what it entails. I take my play hat off, take
that's
my
right
Facebook,
time to get down
all
to this
shit off.
That's
I take
right
my copy and paste Wikipedia, know you wrong, motherfucker, off, and go study with an open study with an open heart. If
that's
I'm talking
right
to other motherfuckers on Facebook with an ego, everybody has one.
That's
you know,
right.
You play
everybody
that ego game all day.
That's right
good. That's I find that healthy because if I satisfy it there, I won't drag it over here.
Here,
you know
that's right. That's
I
right
satisfy myself. I hope they make a Facebook part three. I'm going to be just as fucking arrogant, nasty,
what'd you say?
Condescending. Yeah, if they make Facebook part three. Condescending,
right,
shit talking, clowning. Because if I do it there, I won't do it
then
here.
You have to do
ta-da
it here.
There's the science. There's
that's
the
right
science. So
that's right when I
want
to sit up
me
and watch X
motherfuckers
Factor,
who, yeah, motherfuckers who, and the motherfuckers who hate me is not like they've been listening to me. They hate me any goddamn
right
way. So you know what I mean? No harm, no foul. You get what I'm saying?
No foul.
Our show is dropping calls right now.
Mm-hmm.
And drop a usership, and we still have more people in the room than motherfuckers get through their whole show. So we must be saying something. We must be doing something
yeah
that's helping
yeah
somebody Those motherfuckers wouldn't continuously show up for these last 3 years.
That's
so
right.
That's what I look at. I look at, well, you know, these numbers can't lie. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Doesn't make me feel better. I hope whoever does whatever gets these type of numbers as long as they offering something to some folks. But are you can you admit enough to yourself to say if nobody's showing up, maybe they don't want to hear it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, maybe they don't want to hear it, you know. So, I mean, if the day I come in this, you know, a few people in the room, I said, well, you know, I've had my run. I've said everything that I could possibly say, and the people have spoken. You know, because everybody claims to be doing this for the people. You know what I mean? They need to help the people. You know, the people.
There'll be
10 motherfucking people there. But, you know, they need to help the people. So I'm saying once the people say, you know, whoever these people are, you know what I'm saying? Once the people don't want to come, then I can get the hint. I'm not going to force feed a nigga a blog talk.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? to make me feel like I'm helping other people. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, like I'm helping the people. The people. The people. So it's very important to kind of know these things. The psyche, the shadow, and the self or something, whatever that show is. That's probably one of the best shows.
Yes,
that's one of my favorite.
Great show. Yeah. Classic.
Man.
Definitely.
I should do another one on that level soon. You know what I'm saying? Not about that subject, but at least on that level of the game. You know what I'm saying? But it's just hard to get into that research, you know, especially now with the class and finishing up this book and with the lectures before. So it's hard to get into that level of research, for a show. But it's so worth it because after I send out the links, that's the show motherfuckers be like, damn, motherfucker, thank you. When I do a hard research show. So you know, I have to get them in every once in a while. The ego is a motherfucker. That movie Revolver is probably one of the best.
The best.
Most people front, they still don't even understand that shit too tough. But it's still worth watching, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, it
is. When I seen that shit, I was like, holy shit. The world is over right now. The world will get this motherfucker. We have done it. That's the only example I need. Fucking Bobby done pissed on that one. He said, the motherfuckers won't watch that shit and won't understand a goddamn thing. I said, what? Oh, contraire, mon frere. This one, not this one. He said, go ahead and fill yourself with that one if you like. You know what I'm saying?
And then
I just was talking to somebody else. She said the same shit, but I didn't even know. She said, motherfuckers ain't going to get that shit. I said, damn. And sure enough, motherfuckers is fronting like they're getting it. You know what I'm saying? But they're not. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, not fully. You know what I'm saying? But that movie is probably one of the hell of a shit. They had Deepak Chopra and the motherfuckers speak at the end.
They went there
on that shit. And they told you how the ego will hide within the ego.
It will hide.
The only way you beat this, the true secret to beating the ego is knowing that motherfucker
exists,
knowing it's the devil, and waiting until you fucking die.
That's right.
You don't go back into that motherfucker. That's when you know about the ego, then you get to stand there and go, I have not stolen. I have not robbed. I have not raped. I have not taken his dope. Because you realize you was never here, just your ego was here. So it's not even about trying to defeat the ego as much as it's trying to understand that the shit exists.
It exists,
but it don't exist. You get what I'm saying? It exists, but it don't exist. And once you realize it don't exist, that's when you're going to beat the motherfucker.
Right.
If you don't realize it exists, if you realize it only exists because it don't exist, you're going to understand that kind of shit, you know what I'm saying? And really just realizing it, and that's only going to happen when your ass die.
That's it.
You ain't going to get that shit.
You ain't gonna get that shit here.
Yeah, the ego will hide in this ego. You will never know. The best thing you got is to be pure of heart.
That's right.
To know this, and I've talked about this. To know this because for no other reason than wanting to know, then you can feel your heart. But your ego will be there, always at the ready, always ready to take over. It will give you what you want. So So let's say you started this shit to open up your and you was doing the right thing, just know, just to know. By the time, like I said, it took me years before I would even talk to people about this shit. Because I'm like, no, I'm not going to slip into motherfuckers start masturbating me off. Oh, apparently you're the greatest. And then I fall into that bullshit. You know something?
Yeah.
I think I am the greatest.
The greatest.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm over it. Motherfuckers continuously say, who know me, I never realized you was this humble. I said, motherfucker, what else is there to be? I said, don't get fooled. And when I'm talking on the lecture, you're trying to captivate folks. Motherfucker,
right.
You say I walk around. Then the motherfuckers ask, like, Avena and them, is Panic like that all the time? She said, actually, I don't know who the fuck that is on the radio. You know what I'm saying? I don't know who the fuck that is on the radio. That motherfucker is so fucking laid back and mellow and cool. He said, you know, motherfuckers talk as if they're scared. I said, no, that's a persona.
Right.
To explain some shit. It's spiritual shit. Yeah.
Yes.
Motherfucker, man, shit, no, I don't do shit. You know what I'm saying? My favorite day is staying the fuck home. Now I get up out of bed, then walk 3 feet to the other bed.
You stupid.
For real. I'm into the surreal life right now. You know what I'm saying? Y'all niggas, I'm struggling to get y'all niggas on Netflix. Shit, nigga, I'm on Hulu right now.
You on Hulu? Yeah, you told us last time, Hulu.
I'm on some Hulu shit, nigga. Hulu, some other shit, nigga. Watch Abbott and Costello. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Goddamn.
Fun stuff, Tom,
you know,
and Jerry. Some Tom and
right,
Jerry.
Crazy shit. Y'all niggas, fucking Netflix is old shit for me now. I'm on Hulu Plus. You know what I'm saying?
Hulu Plus with the greenback. With the greenback.
Salt and Pepper and Amorosa. You know what I'm saying? Just doing that thing. You know what I'm saying? I know more about Amorosa than you niggas do. You know what I'm saying? That motherfucking Amorosa, nigga. Yeah. Amorosa, nigga. You know what I'm saying? I know about that shit. Y'all niggas don't know. So, you ain't getting me doing all that exciting fire bullshit. You know what I'm saying? We do that shit on the remix. When you come to my house, you know what I'm saying? I'm like Sal from Do the Right Thing. There's no noise. There's no music. There's no nothing in Sal's Pizza. D, motherfucker, D. Oh, if y'all niggas really want to laugh, y'all need to watch Do the Right Thing.
Oh, I love that movie. I have it. I love it. Do the Right
Thing. Not me anymore. You watch that shit, done time the fuck out. That shit done time the fuck out. Like, it's funny. You know, I mean, you love it for the nostalgia. But, like when Mookie threw that garbage can through the window, what's Ozzie Davis' wife's name? Ruby D? She was just sitting there going, no! No, like, shut the fuck up, Ruby D. You ain't getting an Oscar for this. You know what I'm saying?
She tried, though.
Just bugging out. That nigga was just wild. The nigga was just saying the old slang. Yeah, radio, how you be, man? Like, who says how you be? You know what I'm saying? This shit was just fucking ridiculous. Just the way Mookie's talking, doing that pizza Simon is doing, that
ring
shit. You know what I'm saying? The illest dude in there was fucking John Turturro. That nigga was going, my friends just say I come down here and feed the monkeys. And he's going, that whole shit is fucking funny. Mama Malcolm! Like, that shit is just dated. Like, everybody who's doing, like, you know, like sitting on the steps in the background or walking by, it looked like Spike Lee told them to do it.
Sure, told them to do it. It's
so
a throwback.
Right, play Scrabble. Yeah, how fast does it take John to run to the store? What you talking about, Mayor? That little nigga was like baby Jay-Z. Look at that nigga again. He looked like little Jay-Z. He said, how fast does it take you to run? I need you to go to the store. Give me a Miller High Life.
It's a throwback.
Hilarious.
It's a classic throwback.
Oh, yeah. All I do is fucking watch TV, midday, get up, answer emails, pack fucking herb packs. And then the 1% who are complaining, Panic, where's my pack? All right, it's coming, motherfucker. I'm up to this, right? You ain't the first motherfucker to buy a herb pack. Guess what? Niggas paid before you. It's a coming. Y'all niggas waiting for fucking 7 years to get a read from Miss Blue, and don't cut me no fucking slack. You know what I'm saying? Them niggas on the line for 7 years. Like, when your schedule reading from Miss Blue? when I'm 35. How old are you now? 22. So when I'm 35, I'm like, damn, boy, them niggas got love for Miss Blue, boy. Because niggas ain't playing that shit. Niggas be, some niggas will pay for that herb pack to make a complaint at PayPal the next day. Like, what? I didn't get my pad. I'm like, motherfucker, it's the next day. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, all you magical niggas, that's how you just went and told on me? You fucking faggot. Take your money back, nigga. I think I just was a little bit excited about the pack. Fuck you. Oh, you arrogant. You got an ego. So fuck you.
Right.
You got an ego, Panic. Like, motherfucker, I'm trying to help you, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Kept my herb pack all of my goddamn self. You most magical telling ass niggas.
Magical.
Like somebody trying to do. So this shit been going on for 3 years. And one nigga, I hope you ain't jerked me. I'm like, motherfucker, you spent $30 with shipping for an herb pack. There's motherfuckers that walk through the door $600 and say shit like, all right, whenever you send it, I'm good.
Yeah.
Like, damn. You know, you just the only person I need to sell herb packs to. So, I mean, the shit is there. It's, you know, let's not forget I spent a lot of time trying to bring you information. And
yeah,
I know you listen because you wouldn't be asking for an herb pack if you wasn't listening.
Right, right.
That shit alone, you know what I'm saying? That shit alone.
That's so true.
You know,
true. And it is priceless. It really is priceless, you know?
The information, works, you know what I'm saying?
It really is priceless. It's nowhere, you know.
It's certified shit that works. It's certified shit that works for everybody who ever took a poke or a sip.
You get to have fun when you come in the remix. We have fun with knowledge.
You know what I'm saying? I've said more shit to entertain you and teach you than a little bit in this motherfucker.
Yes.
So, I mean, come on now. And then shit, not even that. Miss Blue, you know what I'm saying? Because motherfuckers will put my shit on the web or on YouTube. And from that, motherfuckers are like, well, where is he doing that at? And then they'll be like, well, no, it's the remix. And then they'll find Miss Blue and find out she's just as knowledgeable. You may hear her saying a little bit more of uh-huh and aha when I'm talking, but niggas got fooled when she do a show and fucked them up with information. You know what I'm saying? And niggas was complaining about that. That's how lame niggas was. Niggas was complaining about that shit.
Sure,
all Miss Blue just say uh-huh, aha, and uh-huh.
I'm like, what am I supposed to say?
I'm like, what the fuck
if you're
supposed
the guest,
to say?
What am I supposed to say? I don't, I mean.
But I do you one better, though. But and you remember, niggas was trying to say that based upon, like, Panic is carrying this. And, and I said, no, Ms. Blue fucks with me. Y'all niggas watch what happened. And this is early on. And like I said, you can't really teach nobody nothing that's not already in them. Let's be clear on that.
Yeah.
It's just that you may have the information and being a teacher, as I spoke about earlier, you should know how to custom fit that for that person or whatever it is, whatever information you're sharing, for them to have their own fucking epiphanies.
Right.
But Ms. Blue was easy. A lot of early on. Y'all got to remember, Ms. Blue came in, she was, you know, she when she started her show, she wasn't even messing with conscious shit.
No, I wasn't. Not at all.
And boom, soon she ran into the conscious people. She was sucking them up, and by the time we met and she introduced me into a certain circle of people, you could feel the tension in the air. And the tension wasn't even because of me. The tension was because I know they were able to see what was in her.
Mm.
And a lot of people have egos. Not everybody, but a lot of people have egos. So when they teach because they need – because they feel they need to define themselves through students. It's not like they're teaching you, like, actually Jerry said this to me. Jerry Miller, he was saying, which is interesting, was every teacher should be teaching teachers. You should be teaching other motherfuckers to teach. That's when you're a true teacher. That's when you're a true teacher. When you're teaching motherfuckers to teach. Not teaching motherfuckers to be in a perpetual state of your fucking student. You get
for
what
the
I'm
rest
saying?
Of their life.
You,
right.
Teachers, you are teaching teachers. You get what I'm saying? That shit alone, I never thought of that. But
that's kind of
Bobby Hemmings taught a teacher. And I know motherfuckers telling me, well, I've been following this motherfucker for 10 years. then that person has failed you. You get what I'm saying? Has failed you. You get what I'm saying? So, so people who define, who had to define themselves as these teachers, who even others were telling me, you know something, when I didn't realize they were just repeating some shit that Dr. Clark said or some shit that this one said. Once I got to a level where I could teach myself, and
then, you could
then
understand.
Started to see how pathetic this shit was. You get what I'm saying? So what I seen was a lot of people who was intimidated by Miss Blue's power. The first phone conversation, to tell you where my heart is at, the first phone conversation to Miss Blue, I said to her, you can do what I can do.
He did. And I was like, no, I can't. I was like, first of all, no, I can't. I don't even know. What do you do? No, hell no, I can't.
Exactly. She's like, I don't even know what the fuck that means. I said, watch, we're going to find this shit out real quick. And show the fuck no. Not only could she do what I could do, she could do the shit better because she could put up with your niggas' stories. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
On a mass level. So I automatically knew she was a touchdown. But see, the real story is, I don't need, and I told her this before, if I was on the phone talking to you like I used to talk to you, it would be my failure. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
I said,
yeah.
I don't even talk to you. A lot before was a lot of advice. No, don't do it that way. Do it this way. No, I think it was because of this, that, the other. I can't even do that. It's irrelevant. I'll be playing myself doing that. She is who she is. The best thing I could do is, just because I was here and in it first, was activated that something that's within. And that's what I see I'm doing for everybody.
Right.
Activating something that's within, because that's what I'm here to do. Either
right.
It works for you or it don't, but I do not take credit of something that exists within inside you. Because at
and
the end
so
of the
true.
Day, you have to be grinding that hard. You have
yeah,
to be that
you
hard.
You do.
And
I'll
I've seen
you
that
God,
in her.
Panic didn't help me do nothing. Y'all think that he hard on y'all? He would tell me, then this is the book you need to get. You need to read this, or you need to try to work on this or work on that. Do it and let me know what you got.
For real.
That's how it
do
was.
That fucking hand holding shit.
All of
it,
this.
It was so bad.
Nope. Yeah.
It was so bad. Blue was getting me in her dreams. She had to call me with it. How come in my dreams you don't even help
don't,
me, motherfucker?
You didn't even help me
in
a dream.
She's
he
like,
didn't
I was
even
in
help.
A pit, goddammit. All I needed you was to pull me up. And you just said, figure your way up out of this shit and all this kind of shit. And I'm like, yeah. I said, that's good because that tells me, because I am a little bit more charitable, I guess I would say. But that only confirmed what I was already feeling, that she had superior power and my help would only hinder her. You get what I'm saying?
So,
all she needed to do was eventually just be around it enough for it to come in, for it to make her own sense. You get what I'm saying? She didn't need to be a junior panic cheerleader. You get what I'm saying? Because she had her own power. So the best thing I could do is really just drop some nuggets, drop some social shit, and move the fuck out the way. Everybody else is telling you need to read that shit, and that shit. Not because she asked for it, because they know enough to speak on it, so that once they make her read it, they can sound superior when they're telling her about it. You get what I'm saying? All about fucking superiority and ego. You know, they ain't fooling nobody with that bullshit. I'm saying, and like I said, don't think because I said some shit that you define as egotistical that I'm just living in the world of ego. No, I'm answering you with exactly what you fucking questioning me.
Yeah.
You question me with your fucking ego. I answer you with my ego. You don't deserve nothing in my heart. You get what I'm saying?
Sure.
Friends do. You ask the niggas that come to my house for cookouts how generous I am.
How generous.
And you'll hear different stories. You'll hear different fucking stories. You're right. Turkey burgers and all that
all
fried up corn.
All
right. You know what I'm saying? You ask them if where the heart is, and they'll tell you a whole different story. But you don't get to talk to me anyway with your ego and think I'm going to ask you sincerely with my heart. Or we in fucking goddamn Thailand where you're going to say some old foul shit that I'm going to go namaste to your ass. Like, I don't care. We can play ego games all night because I know where that belongs.
Right.
That belongs here. That belongs in that. I leave the bullshit with the bullshit and the real shit with the real shit. I know motherfuckers who come sincere constantly.
That's
believe
true.
Me, I try to offer the sincerest part of myself back to them. That's what this shit is about.
That's what it's about.
It's about.
It really is. And And, you know, I'm very thankful, you know, for yourself and others and, you know, Bobby and I could go on, that really, really kind of showed that to me in a good way. And especially when we got into doing the shows, because that,
right.
you know, sometimes that could be a little tricky and everybody would be like, well, why don't you say anything? Why? It's my show. If I want to do a show, I can do a show. I don't bring a guest on so they could hear me. I say
right,
what I
right.
need to say when I want, but you want to hear the person that's on there. And because I consider myself, I would rather be the student any day over the teacher.
Right.
That's
exactly.
the best place to
exactly.
be. Is that's where
exactly.
I learn so much. So whenever you're on, and I think a lot of times this is something you touched on too, is when you're listening, you have to really kind of, like you said, get that mindset. And that's the one thing I got from you. Listen with the mindset of where you
right.
where you're coming from. I'm not listening so I can repeat it. I'm listening so I can see how I can apply it in my life, in my
right.
work.
Right, right.
Doing.
See what, see that, how
that's the only reason.
How, right, how it connects with you. How what
yes.
I'm saying, make a scenario in your head where you can see these things. You know
that's
what I mean?
Right. And that's how you get the gleam out of it. That's how you get the gleam out of it. That's how you can get in
right.
and go, oh, gosh, no. Okay, so yesterday, I remember one time, dang, this makes so much sense. And that takes you into another door, into another door, into another door.
Right.
So when
right.
it comes
right.
back out your mouth, it is authentic to you because you have made it, it's a part of your experience. But when
right.
you cannot do that, then what you're doing, and it's so easy to see, people know when you're just repeating something somebody told you, and you can't take it another step further. So the information, I always say this, when people say, well, Brother Panic comes on, he says this, and he says not to do this, and he says not to do that, right, because you got to understand who you're dealing with. Like you
right.
said, he's not the person to come to when you want to find out about how many grapes you eat. To make your
right,
to make your stomach feel better. Don't do that, because we all have our work here to do, and that's where I think the authenticity comes in. When you can stay true to you, this is a part of not going crazy with this. When
right,
you can stay
right.
true to you, a lot of times when things would come on, it could be on a level where, you know how Panic talks, on his level that he talks and all of his years of study or work, I would take that and apply it with the chakras, because that's where I was with it.
Right.
That's where I was
right,
at.
Right, right,
and
right.
And that's not what, there's nothing wrong with that. I'm not trying to tell y'all about no Necronomicon. I'm not trying to tell you
right.
that. That's not what
right.
I do. So why would I
right.
do that? Why would I do that? That would make,
right.
that would
just
be.
To act, just to act knowledgeable about some
yes,
shit.
Yes, just
you know
to
saying?
Say. So, you know, it's about everybody really bringing themselves and learning, truly learning. And when you're truly learning, you're not speaking. It's almost like somebody tells you, well, you can't listen and talk at the same time. Well, if you're
right,
truly
right.
learning, then you can't be spitting out 100 different things at the same time that the learning is going on, because then what are you really doing? And then what
right.
do you do with the knowledge? So people ask me all the time, because we've talked about this, how do you get into the Akashic Records? My response to them is, I'm a baby when it comes to getting into the Akashic Records. This information has been around for thousands of years. There's hundreds of books out there. You can Google it now, and people will tell you about it. For me, I learned how to get in my way, and everybody can get in their way. The truth is, we're all in the records. See, once you realize and can become comfortable with what you know the truth to be, which is on a universal level, then you don't have to struggle to prove anything to anybody. You still with me, Ben? You don't have to prove to anybody what you got to do. You don't have to prove that. There's no need to prove it. But it's when you try to do it, and people will tell me, well, I want to do a Akashic Record reading, so tell me how to do it. How dare you think that's just how that works?
How dare you cheapen it so much, too?
Yes.
I wouldn't even, if it was that cheap, but I could tell you how to do it, and you do it, I wouldn't even want the shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly. And it's, how about you're not, these are spiritual systems, like you said, and Bobby has said, and many others. You have to come in with a pure heart. When you go in with a pure heart, than you truly are in. You don't have to light candles. You don't have to meditate for 20 hours. You don't have to sleep with your left foot up in the air. You know, you don't have to swallow 12 glasses of water before you do a read. You don't have to do all of that.
All right.
You don't have to do that, you see. But the mindset is important. And that's the main thing that, you know, we talked about that. And I know you did a lot of shows on that before. But it's good because we always have new people and we need reminders.
Here's the mindset Blue had with doing reading. He wasn't even thinking about that shit. I'm the one who said it.
Yes.
She just said she wanted to get an oracle deck card
to
fucking look at. I said, matter of fact, you're a fucking oracle. And I said, get a tarot. She said, I don't want to fuck with a tarot card. This was just for her personal. I said,
you need
to get a tarot card. And I explained to her, this is early on now. Now, I explained to her, I said, no, you get a tarot card too. If you don't fuck with it, get a tarot card, da 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 da. And that shit just came about. She had no intention, wasn't no side cracker.
I wasn't trying to do none of that. I just said, I want to get an oracle deck. And Panic said, what the hell is an oracle deck? Get your tarot deck.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck is an oracle deck. You know what I'm saying?
I said, I want to get an oracle deck.
One.
I didn't even know what it was. I said, I just like it. It's cute. I like it. And I got it.
Right.
And started to work with it. So those
She said, I'm going to get another oracle deck. But then by the time she was up to like five fucking oracle decks, what the fuck you keep getting oracle decks for? What's the, you know, like I said, she's talking to me normal, so I'm not doing all of that, sister shit. I'm like, the fuck are you getting five oracles? What the fuck are you going to know these are
I was intrigued by them, and I just was intrigued. I wanted to look at them. I wanted to understand it. And so that's the thing that I remember when we did, I can't remember the show you did, when you talked about it, people always ask, and they ask me this too, well, where do I start?
Yeah.
You start where your heart is.
If you pure heart, it'll be revealed to you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
See, the devil is a liar. The ego is a liar. So if you're doing it from your mind, your fucking head will tell you any fucking thing
that
you need. You know what I'm saying? Let me tell you, there's a brother, I won't say his name. He used to do the papers, the Morris, wore the hat and everything. He was doing it for white people. One white person complained. They went into his goddamn records, charged him 43 years, simple as that. He's already an old man. Do you know they sent him to a jail in Indianapolis with Jeff Fort, leader of the L. Rookins, and a whole sea of Moors talking about they got their paperwork?
Now,
these cats are going to jail. He filled out all, you know, the answer is, but he didn't fill out the right one. He filled out all the right shit. So, in other words, if you get yourself to believe that.
That's right.
It'll be real. It'll be real.
Right.
You know, if you get to believe that the white man respects any fucking treaty, it'll be real. You know what I'm saying? Yep. And if you even have a response to this and tell me how real it is, my answer to you is congratulations. It's real.
Yeah. It's real for you.
It's real. All right. I believe you. I believe you. No argument. If you, it's real. You get what I'm saying? So depends. Like I said, but there's also a jail full of Moors. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So with that being said, you know, You pick what side.
Yes.
It's in the same jail as Jeff Fort. Look it up. Who is a Moor? You know what I mean? And in Indianapolis, I believe, the person.
That's right. Choose your.
Long story short, like, you pick whatever you want. Your mind will tell you whatever you want it to tell you. Your heart doesn't lie. That's the whole concept of why he pulled the sword out the stone, because he was pure of heart. He had no agenda. Everybody else comes and watch me pull his stone. It's telling you many ways. Everyone came from the eagle. Watch me pull his sword out. I'm doing this for you, baby, and all the rest of that. In the movie Thor, they showed you just now in the movie Thor. He was on Earth. He couldn't move his hammer. When he died, died for humanity, and he did an act out of his heart, not out of his fucking ego, he was able to back all that shit up. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of shit that I talk about I could back up, and I could tell it from an arrogant standpoint. For my ego, I could be a straight-up Thor nigga. But as far as I have to say, until you are worthy of this shit, you get what I'm saying? So to really get into the magic, to really get to break through to the science, you have to be pure of heart, or in other words, like his father said, you have to be worthy. You cannot wield this hammer until you are worthy of this shit. And most motherfuckers ain't worthy of this shit. You may have a title like Thor or Horus or the rest of that, but it doesn't mean you're pure of heart and worthy. And it doesn't mean you're a kind of person. That means you understand how important and what the blessing this is to get
it
into your knowledge.
It is a blessing.
So that's why when someone's asking me, how do I lose weight on this shit, you'll hear me constraint in my voice, but ready to flip. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Ready
to
flip. You just got handed Thor's hammer, and you're looking for an exercise routine. Save the motherfucking universe, which is basically your soul. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Your soul. So blue, straight up pure heart. I had to... I'm the one who urged her. No, you can do that. You can do it. And it came to me in a dream that she was an oracle from based upon stuff she did in her regular life, how it all led up. All you needed to add was consciousness to the scenario, and what she was doing in her life any motherfucking way was oracle work.
Yeah.
Now, as I pointed out to you earlier tonight, was when I became conscious, I realized my true work was not becoming somebody else, but realizing what I always was knowing myself. So it was the same process. So like I said, when I met Blue, not early on, but maybe the second conversation, I was like, oh, this motherfucker here. You know what I'm saying? I see a lot of niggas just pulling on her. She already, listen closely now, before consciousness, she was already charismatic. She already had a show.
Yeah.
Like two or three years already.
Yeah.
She already had guests that was off the hook. So she was already Miss fucking Blue Raspberry Wind.
Yeah.
So she was, even before consciousness, it wasn't like she became conscious and decided to save these lowly folks. She was already doing this kind of thing. You get what I'm saying? So her following the form was already big. So Cass was just hanging around her acting like they were teaching her. And she was humble enough to say, well, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Humble enough to say that shit. She was very humble enough to say that shit to me. Humble enough. Let me tell you this shit. First time I talked to her, it wasn't even for me. It was for Bobby. And it was just about, okay, I'll set up an email. I'll do this. I'll do that. Do that. And then she's like, well, she told Bobby first. I had a dream about panic. I said, oh, really? I said, all right. At that point, I wasn't talking to nobody. I was a recluse studying. We got on the phone. I said, well, tell me the dream. As soon as she said the dream, she said she was in the room with Phil, Joe Polkrum, Bobby, Dr. Blair, five other people. So before she even finished the story or even said my name, I said to her, I said, the mere fact that you was in that room, you just told me who you was, period. I said, you're a teacher and all of that. And then the story went on. She told me, like, people were saying panic wasn't going to talk. And then she said, I came behind her and said something. I said, well, no, that's absolutely right, because I was lecturing before.
Yeah, and that's when he told me. Because I didn't know what he was. I was like, what the hell is a panic? Like, who names themselves panic? What is that?
Yeah.
Like, what the hell is a panic?
Yeah, right. That shit was funny. She was like,
what the
she's
hell
like,
is a
she's
panic?
Like, she said people were saying in somewhere, some room or something like, panic. She said, what the fuck is a panic and what does a panic do? And they were saying, you don't know Brother Pat, you don't know Brother Pat. And I said, I bet you nobody told you nothing because I ain't doing shit. They just hear Bobby saying my name a lot. She actually, nobody told me shit. And then she said she seen my picture on a blog.
No, I seen your skull. I kept calling it a mask. I said,
yeah,
I seen your
mask. Yeah, that's a mask. That ain't a mask. It's a skull in my hand. And so like, Ms. Blue, you talk about the most innocent motherfucker on the planet.
Who had no agenda.
She'd be the first one. She would listen to every goddamn moment. Like, no ego, no nothing. Just, okay. I don't know. Be the first one to me. I don't know. I was like, this is an E, but not. After that first conversation, she called me one day. I'm like, I know she's going to ask me to come on a show. I know it. You know what I'm saying? But I said, I ain't going on nobody's show. I got to really feel that vibe. So, I don't know, we got into the name My Yacht. She was like, but the name, and that's so deep. And then I'm sitting there going, oh, hell fucking no. I said, God damn it. I said, there's 35 my eyes on my friends list right now.
Yeah, and I wasn't on Facebook yet, y'all, either.
Yeah, no,
I
this
wasn't
Facebook
even on Facebook.
Yet. This is still MySpace.
I was still on MySpace.
So after I hung up, I was talking about it. I said, no, I said, I think me and Blue had two conversations. That's the end of Miss Blue. And Bobby wanted me to speak on more blog talk, more internet stuff. So I was like holding out. So I'm like, nah, fuck all of that bullshit. I said, that's just too much trouble. And Miss Blue called me back. This was the most humbling thing. She said, I had a revelation. She had a revelation. And she was real humble. And after that, I said, all right, I'll do 3 shows in a series for your ass. Because you are the most sincere motherfucker I have met thus far. And then we just kept going. And, like, because her motherfucking, you know when you're dealing with a motherfucker that's coming from their heart. That's why she got a lot of effort. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No agenda, yeah. No fucking funny business, no nothing.
Nothing,
and, like,
yeah.
if she didn't agree with something, she would bring it up. But she wasn't aggressive. You know what I'm saying? She would let me go through the whole detail, explain my piece. And then it was just a matter of time. She's one of the fastest learners. Motherfuckers would say that about me. You were probably one of the most fastest learners I ever met in metaphysics. I would say the same thing from Ms. Blue. It was like a turnaround. And then all the old people around her, all the hundreds of old people who professed to be her teachers, and a lot of them were at that time, you know, you would see a lot of change, you know what I mean? Because there's a lot of change because she was doing a lot of changes. And I told her then, because this is something I noticed, you know, when you go past, because this is something I even noticed, there's people who were my peers when I was studying. And, you know, they plateaued at where they plateaued at. And you could feel this I don't want to just call it plain jealousy, but you could feel more their fight to stay on a level when you really know you're not even interested anymore, because really you only really got together because it was some study shit in the first place. You know what I mean? So by the time the studying stopped, you didn't really like them anyway. You know what I mean? You had your issues with them anyway. So I'll see them holding on to, you know, what we had. Let's just say that. Holding on to what we had. When you move on and what you're talking about, you're more interested in discussing these things with people on your level. So for me, it just turned to about 3 years of me and just Bobby Hammond on the phone, because that's at that time, that was the guy who was on the level that I was seeking. You get what I'm saying? So the conversations, he would be able to understand the conversations and the things that I was dealing with, either by going through them or just him having studied. Regular dudes, they just had no clue anymore. They was real metaphysical, real logical, real movie decoding, you know what I mean? Real smart talking and observant. But by the time we started actualizing this shit, all the shit that they were theorizing about melanin and how special it is, I was the one who was saying, well, if it's so special, we could do it. Let's do this. Let's do that. Let's get some miracles in.
Right.
And quite simply, that's where you feel, that's where motherfuckers would come short. The theory was sound, but I'm telling them, no, I could talk to your father right now, your dead father right now.
Right.
Then you could feel that they would just entertain that or you know what I'm saying, or just say, oh, yeah, because they can't go against all that melanin talk they talked about.
Right.
But at the same time, they don't know a pathway for feeling this shit. Because they don't know a pathway for it, they really can't actualize it. So therefore, you can look at it as you went beyond them, or look at it in the way of you went another way. The nicest thing,
and
you
that's
went in
what
another
I would
direction.
Say. Yeah, that's what I would say. I know for me on my path, it's been a journey. I remember one time somebody first told me that this was a lonely journey. And I kind of laughed at that with my own innocence. I was like, this ain't lonely. All these people
are
crazy.
Look at all these myots.
This is so beautiful.
There's about 1,000 myots. Are
it's
you crazy?
Not lonely. But, you know, later I really understood the core of the message of the loneliness.
Right.
because eventually, you know, for me, great brothers and sisters along the way, and some of them, yes, you do have to kind of continue on your journey because they have their own journey, and that's how I've seen it. You know, they have their own journey, and I had mine, and it comes to when you come to, you know how we talk about the crossroads, and I really got another
fork in the road.
Yeah, I understand the difference about that fork in the road because now you got to ask yourself, do you keep going with the party? Because the party is good because everybody's there together.
Are you truly going to go your own way?
That's right.
With study buddies.
Yeah.
Now, see, the true teacher understands that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's the whole thing. You're sending them out in the world for them to pave their own road.
That's
and they
right.
will meet people along their path who paths will cross.
And
you know what I'm saying?
But you find
that's easier said than done.
It really is. You have been very understanding of that. And many others that have been my teachers, but some have not. And I'll tell you, when you start to go on that road by yourself and you can hear the party still going on. Sometimes it makes you say, you know what? Fuck it. Let me go back with the party. You know what I mean? That's the easy road
to go back. Easier.
But when you have to go out there, this is finally when I understood what that sister was saying to me. You know, this is lonely. This is so lonely on that level.
Right. This is a journey for yourself. And
it's a journey
like I say, it's, if you using this as a social thing,
then you're only showing that.
That's exactly what you're doing. That's one of the first things you learn.
That's right.
Lonely path.
So
Bobby said it constantly. Consciousness is a lonely path.
It's a lonely
path.
No matter who you buddy up with,
eventually
you got to go on your own.
If it's based upon this shit, you're eventually gonna go your own way. You're eventually gonna get around that.
That's right.
Because that's the nature of it. You know what I'm saying?
The best thing you could do
not to torture yourself is try to hold on to goddamn relationships. You know what I'm saying?
I was going to say, no, I'm sorry. I just got a little excited about this. But, yeah, it's definitely, once you start to get on that road, you recognize that you are alone, but you're not lonely. See, everybody has their path, and if you stay true to yours, this is how I constantly talk about being grounded and being grounded. You got to ground yourself. You got to ground yourself. That's how you stay grounded, because you know that you're following what's in your heart. And so regardless of what's going on around you, you can, you can be a part of the world, be of it, but not in it. You understand, you get to do that and do that instead of trying to take the easy road. Because when it comes to, like Panic was saying earlier, that studying and really getting into it, the work for yourself, no other agenda. I don't study so I can come on the remix and tell y'all something. I don't do that. I don't even have that kind of time. I'm studying because I got to learn this, and these are things I need to know for me, to get to know me. And then as a result of that, there are things that can be shared. Like Panic always says, it was helpful for me. Hey, I'll share it to you. If it's helpful, take it. If it's not, don't worry about it.
What's supposed to happen is on your path, eventually you come into a quantum understanding, which is all connectedness.
And that's
where that lonely road. Now, the lonely road that they're talking about is what we talked about earlier, too.
Yes.
Remember I said when people first become conscious, they usually leave all their friends and nothing's good for them. But that would be the lonely part, because now you're starting to feel what fucked that process up is Facebook and MySpace.
Yeah.
But it never was like that. Remember, when you became conscious, you were the only one who went fucking home.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? After the lecture, you went home and there was nobody in a whole circumference of fucking 35 blocks that was conscious. So, but once you realize that even the nigga eating a chicken wing in church in the third pew is connected. He's beautiful for that shit.
That, for that alone.
Him.
That's right. For that
right.
alone.
Even the preacher is beautiful for his corruption. It's
that's
beautiful
right.
to see people get corrupt and
yeah.
come out of it. It's and actually beautiful to see people get corrupt because once you know that's what they came here to fucking do, then...
Yes, they doing their work. Brother Panic call drop. We'll see if he can call back in. But yes, you guys, we're gonna close out. But you're right. Just to see everybody in their light. I am thankful for every experience, every friendship, every connection, every, you know, everything that has happened, and still am, and still learning. I definitely know I am a work in progress. And as I continue my work, I know you guys are continuing your work too, because that's what we're all here to do. Everybody's here to do their work as we share and we grow alone. And so as long as you stand your light, it will always be bright. You see, you can never, your light can never shine bright if you're standing, trying to stand in someone else's light. The brightest light that you can stand into is your own. And so I'm glad that you guys were able to stay here and take these words from Brother Panic and myself here this evening. Just a little bit insight about our journey and our path as you guys continue on your journeys and your path. And we all continue to learn and grow together. That I am so truly thankful. I'm thankful for every teacher I've had along the way. The friendships I made have been priceless. These things are not anything that I would change in the world. I don't think that I could have chosen anything else to come back to do than what I'm doing at this particular time. And I truly do it from my heart, and I do it with that intention. And it takes a lot, as you guys know, in what you're doing and your work and your path. It takes a lot to stay in that humble space on your path. It takes a lot to stay in that humble pace. And sometimes you have to ruffle feathers. You know what I mean? Sometimes you have to say those things people don't want you to hear. You know, sometimes you have to make those choices that people won't see to be the right choices. And sometimes you have to do absolutely nothing. And that can be tough too, especially in the world of doers, you know, and constantly being on the grind. But being able to not only sit still enough to listen to your spirit, but also listen to the spirit of those around you, both that are living in this incarnation and those who have went on to other realms, the ancestor realm, and also listen to those who've walked their own path before and listen to that guidance and be able to connect that with yourself. And really hear that wisdom, hear the wisdom from yourself and hear the wisdom from the ancestors, hear the wisdom from those that are in front of you, to hear the wisdom from a person that you know means you no good, and to be able to find the lesson in the message, because these are all messages. And at the end of the day, I see everyone as my teacher. I see you guys as my teacher. And I tell you, I've learned so much. I've learned so much and passed a lot of classes and passed a whole lot of classes. But there's some classes that I had to take again. And I'm sure in the future there'll be some other classes I'll take over again too. And not because I failed them, because I want to get the highest level of understanding for myself as I continue to go on. So that's what I would just kind of challenge you guys to do too, as we close out here, is to make sure that while you're bringing out that genius, that you are definitely coming from that place of your heart, because this is how you truly get into the higher esoteric spiritual knowledge that we also seek on our spiritual paths and journeys, is to begin to get into that knowledge and to get into that wisdom. You know, this is what all the great teachers, the great masters, and everyone talks about, is to come in with a pure heart. It is so important. It is so important to do that. And yes, Brother Panic knows that you guys thank him. I think he's still in the chat room. And yeah, but it's good to reach out and let those people know that you appreciate them. You know, I have this platform so I could tell each one of you, I appreciate each and every one of you, you know, for the faith that you have in yourself and, you know, for the love that you have for yourself and that you also share that love on a collective level because it does matter. It does matter on all levels. You know, it really does. It really does. So we'll keep doing the remix. We'll keep being here live. I'm sure Brother Panic is going to come back very soon for us. You know how to reach out to him, panicpack@hotmail.com. You can do that. Reach out to him. And you guys know how you can reach out to me if you want to share some things about the remix or the show. You can go to the Remix Family page on Facebook, or you can email me at questions4blue@gmail.com. Kim Business Class, you guys, the business of the self. It's going down. You know, first time ever, the business of Know Your Magic, that's what Kim stands for. The oracle cards, the audiobooks, the readings, all of these tools here, these tools to help you on your path and your journey, to help empower you. And that's what all of our work is about that comes on the show. The panic packs, you know, all of those things are things to help you empower yourself so you can continue to walk on your road. And, you know, we get to holler at each other. We get to meet up on the road when we all taking a break on our road and come here and get some more tools as we continue on to just do our amazing work that everybody came back here to do. Because everybody came back here to do their work. You know, everyone came back for that. And I know that you guys are interested in doing it right this time. And doing it to the fullest and being fully aware and conscious at the same time. Make sure you stir in some love in there and a little bit of kisses and hugs because that is so important too. And that's going to help to keep you grounded. It's going to help to keep you balanced and not go crazy, like we said, and not go crazy, not go crazy, you see, and not go crazy. What's the place where there is a long hallway with many doors? You tell me, because there's many places with a long hallway and many doors. You could be many places all over the world. Many places all over the world. And if you've seen those two entities there, ask them. Ask him. Where was he? Ask him where you at. If you've seen him, ask him. Talk to him. Yeah. You got punked? No, you didn't get punked. Somebody in the chat room. Otis is asking a question. So you guys know that. Know your magic. That's why that's so real to me. And for me, magic is living life with a purpose. Every single moment and every single day. This is Brother Panic calling now. We know your call dropped. I am, but I'm about to close out, so you can go ahead and close out. They can hear you on the microphone because I'm on Skype.
But if you hear me now, let me put my headphones.
Yes, we have about 1 minute. There you go. They can hear you.
All right, so thank you for coming to the show, folks. Thank you for staying around. We're going to do it again soon, like we always do. Always pleasure to be live in the remix with your host, Miss Blue.
Yes.
panicpack@hotmail.com. You know what to do. You know what's there. If you're interested in the classes, you better get on it. You get on it like a hornet. This shit is going fast. We're in the new 2012. We're about to get back into this shit. Now is the time.
Yes.
Now more than ever.
Yes, so true.
This is the time. Like, you can't do it to themselves.
This is
the time.
This is it. Mm-hmm. Yes, beautiful. All right, thanks, Brother Panic. Peace and love to you. And